This is a special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I am joined in studio with my buddy, my bestie, Mike Hovey. Mikey, what's going on?
Yes, sir. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're here to give you more BAL coverage.
Absolutely. And we have an exciting matchup coming up ready for you in about 30 minutes or so. We have the debutante team, FUS de Rabat, going up against the Kalahari Conference Giants.
I like that.
The Cape Town Tigers, man. The Cape Town Tigers, haven't had the easiest BAL journey this year. It's been a tough one, but nonetheless, the beauty of the game is, one game at a time.
Forget about the past, man.
So we are very, very excited to bring you that game. Mikey, if we're just doing a little recap of the weekend, how were the games on Saturday?
It's been an interesting weekend, my good old friend. So let's just track back to, I guess, some of the games after the last game that we covered. Of course, the last game we covered was Al Ahly facing FUS de Rabat. Al Ahly taking an L in that game. So interestingly enough, the defending champions are not acting like defending champions right now, man.
Right.
The following day, we had Petro de Luanda, Angola's Petro de Luanda, losing to U.S. Monastir, 70-67. And then we had Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers. What a dismal, shocking situation there, losing to AS Douan. Interestingly enough, in the conference play, they were looking way more impressive than AS Douan. But they went down in that game, AS Douan 63 and Rivers Hoopers 57. And then the earlier game of today, we saw the defending champions picking up another L. Lord, oh Lord. Al Ahly Libya, man. These debutante teams are showing flames, Mokbo.
You know what they say, man. Initially, when we started this tournament, Al Ahly Sporting Club is the Egyptian team, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have their country and their name because that's how prestigious they are, right? And then you have Al Ahly Libya Sporting Club. I think Al Ahly Libya might just take over the name and just be the Al Ahly.
They're out here stepping up saying, who's who? This is real.
Man, we might have to be the real Al Ahly. Can the real Al Ahly please stand up?
I like that. So yeah, we have Al Ahly Libya. They played earlier on. Game just concluded not so long ago. 86-77. Almost a 10-point game there right there, man. And Al Ahly Egypt, defending champions, Mokbo. Defending champions,
It's difficult, Mike. The interesting thing about it is, when you have these tournaments, what we've seen time and time again is it's not the same collective of players that ends up playing. It might be the same core.
But there's a couple of sprinkles.
There we go.
There.
So last year, the defending champs had, the MVP of the tournament, Nuni Omat. South Sudanese Omat. And,
He's not there this year.
And they really miss his presence. He was a player that, has win capability.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stretch player. He can shoot the ball from pretty much anywhere. Mm-hmm. He can get his own shot. This team seems to me like they're missing a specific player that can go and get a bucket by himself.
But doesn't this go against the discussion from the jump off? We favored Al Ahly Egypt because of the way that it has so many local players.
Right.
If your reliance is on a South Sudanese player, which shout out to them. Yes. Once again, I keep saying,
ballers.
I can't wait to see them at the Olympics.
Oh, they're ballers.
Because every other team has a South Sudanese player
and they're killing it, bro. Right.
It goes to that discussion where it's like, okay, so what does this mean about local talent, right?
Yeah.
We favored or we championed or we saluted Al Ahly Egypt because of how the roster has so many Egyptians and sprinkled in foreign talent.
Right.
Versus, for example, a Rivers Hoopers, which is predominantly international talent with sprinkles of Nigerian talent. And then you had the City Oilers who have gone home, but they had the same situation where throughout their road to BAL, they had a lot of local talent.
Right.
Then come BAL time, it's like, yo, they hit the chopping block, bro.
To be honest, though, Mike, we've said this time and time again. The thing that interests me the most is, why do you go away from, what's working for you, right? Like,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Leave it where it's at. I would really love for our local teams to just have belief in the teams that win the leagues for you. Mm-hmm. Your team was good enough to win the league. Okay, I get it. Sprinkle.
Don't put all the salt on like a heavy. Yo, man. You got to soap bay it.
Right? absolutely, bro. To me, that's the thing. It's like what we do is we just don't have faith in our own infrastructure that has been built there. So I think we've kind of moved away from it, you know, as seasons have progressed in the BAL, but I still see some teams that are really taking that on a little bit too much. So hopefully we can all, you know, maybe season five, season six, go towards a, you know, a program or a setup whereby we have, you know, 85, 90% of people,
local talent,
mm-hmm. and then you got that, you know, that 10% maybe, quote unquote, the journeymen, you know, mm-hmm. but valued veterans that add value to your team.
What the Will Perrys, that's who we need.
Man, Will Perry's a phenomenal choice. John Jordan is another choice. They also have FUS de Rabat, also have another player who I believe Kendrick Brown. He was he scored the most points, I believe, in that game for them against the one that we covered. Yeah. So when you have players like that that are selfless and they're willing to take not even necessarily a back road, but don't make themselves bigger than the team.
Be there as a mentor.
As
the balancing factor. Right. Not the giant.
Right, exactly. Do what is best for the team. I don't mind you scoring a lot. I don't mind you assisting a lot. But as long as it's within the game and you don't look like you're stat padding or trying to build yourself up for a second wind of your career. Come on, my guys.
But you know, with that in mind, I thought of something that you and Jackson said last game, and I was like, man, I really thought about it. Where you said if any of the BAL players made it either to the G League or to the NBA, they'd be washed. And I thought about it, and I thought of Dwayne Wade's son.
Yeah.
Right? He played in the G League, but come BAL time, he looked washed, my
friend. Right. I'm telling you, I think the interesting thing about the BAL is, right, the BAL has
Could
so
Bronny
many...
play in BAL?
I think possibly, to me, to be honest with you, I really feel as though Bronny should have had an extra year in college.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I think the young man has a lot of pressure on him, unfortunately, because of who his dad is.
But Pop says, you know, I'm not going down until I play with my son.
And I respect that. I think, you know, a lot of fathers, you know, need to stay there with their, you know, stay there, you know, to be able to help the young man out, you know, and for you know, LeBron Sr. is a free agent this year, and he will be going to the team of choice that decides to work with his son's situation.
Yeah, he's not leaving until his son plays ball.
I like that, but do I think Bronny could play in the BAL? I think he could. Do I think he would be this player that's putting up 25, 30 points? I don't think so. And I don't think he would do that in any league, honestly. I think he's a really good basketball player, but he has to find the right system, and he could be an option two, an option three.
So you think it's just the branding that's building the hype at this point?
For sure, because, you know, if you really look at it, you saw the combine, you saw him.
He was like six one and a half
without shoes, really athletic, can really score the ball, but because he's undersized, I think if he were 6'8", this is a completely different conversation. You know, so the younger one, Bryce, though, I think he might be the one.
He's looking.
Yeah, he's already like 6'5". He's already 6'5". So,
and he's like, what, 16, 17?
Yeah, 16, I think. So I think he might be the one.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully we see, you know, we wish the young man luck, but not only Bronny, but all these young African talents that are on the continent that are really just so hungry, like a young man that we spoke to, Israel Otobo, 19 years old, from Bayelsa State, smaller state in Nigeria, really out here, hungry, man, and they want it. So I think people sometimes tend to forget what the game can mean. It's life-changing for not only the individual, but their entire family. Sometimes their entire tribe, right?
Sometimes a whole city, bro.
A whole city or a village.
Put the city on the back. Yeah,
absolutely. So sometimes, you know, we fail to – we think about it in the West as merely just a sport, right?
No.
When really this could be, you know, life-changing for...
It's a gateway for your peers.
Absolutely,
man.
Generational wealth, man.
When some of these kids come through, you opening the doors, agents all of a sudden know that, hey, man, there's some talent in Nigeria.
Right.
Hey, man, there's some talent everywhere.
Right.
But this goes back also another conversation where I'm really curious. When you hear all these young talents, right, talk about how a lot of, I mean, it's a known fact that a lot of basketball players, their wish or their is like, yo, I want to make it to the NBA.
Right.
But what does this mean for BAL, for example, to make it a standalone league? Mm-hmm. Is it a, because I don't hear, and I've spoken to some of these BAL players, and right. I don't hear any of them say, hey, I want to be a BAL player. Mm-hmm. It's the aspiration of, I want to play well and make it through to the NBA Academy or make it through to the pipeline where someday I find myself playing in the NBA.
I think what it is too, though, Mike, is that when you look at the way that the BAL is structured currently, mm-hmm. right, it's in its infancy, right?
Right.
So with that being said, right, it's still kind of the setup of it is not really like an actual self-sustaining league.
Yeah.
It's more like a cup, right? Mm-hmm. It's more like the Champs League.
Right.
Or you know what I'm saying?
It's not like FA Cup,
right,
bro.
Right, right.
That's like,
right. Right.
Yeah.
But it's literally like a cup format because it's breaking it up into different conferences.
Mm-hmm.
In order for this to be a self-sufficient league, it would have to be in a format more so along the lines of what an NBA season looks like.
Okay.
80-game format.
Longer period
of time. And then also for it to have not teams that qualify per each year, mm-hmm. but set in stone. Like, look, this is the top team in Rwanda, right? But this Rwandan team can no longer play in the local league. Now they are a part of the BAL.
Because then going to be my follow-up question. What does this mean for the local leagues?
The local leagues will be the local leagues, but now the local leagues will be trying to develop players
to feed into the BAL.
Makes sense. Yeah. So I think that's how it would have to work, but it would have to be like a restructuring aspect of it, because at the moment, the way that it's structured, it just doesn't, it's not long enough because the players mm-hmm. have to figure
it's
out.
It's only about 2 months.
Yeah.
Tops.
It's gotten longer,
mm-hmm.
but it's still, you still have to figure out what to do. Let's say if you get knocked out in the group phases, you as a player have to figure out, this is your livelihood.
Right, right.
These guys, it's not like, you know, these guys don't have multi-millions dollars.
No, yeah,
they got to find the next team ASAP. Mm-hmm. So another thing that I like is the fact that these players, right, Mike, that go from the BAL, especially the young ones, the BAL Elevate players and mm-hmm, stuff like that, mm-hmm. NBA Academy guys, if they now go to play in the NCAA with the new structure of the NCAA, the NIL deals.
They can make some money.
They can make a lot of money,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is another amazing aspect because so few are able to make it to the NBA. But if you can play in the NCAA and make money and really good money, that's an amazing thing, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm going to take my hat off to BAL and NBA Africa for what they're doing. I think this is opening up avenues to so many young Africans who never thought that they'd have a future. I mean, growing up myself, I played against so many young, talented people who I'd be like, man, could this guy make it to the NBA?
Right.
And you're thinking in the scenario of them having to come to America mm-hmm. to make it to the NBA. But now all of a sudden, there's so many different pathways that
right.
you can somehow find yourself in a combine competing for an NBA spot. So
it's
that's
amazing.
Something to be applauded. It's something amazing, man.
Yeah, no. That's definitely amazing. So as we are here chit-chatting, we have about 17 minutes before tip-off, FUS the Rabat versus the Cape Town Tigers. I had a conversation with one of the, I could basically call him a captain, a veteran of FUS the
mm-hmm.
Rabat,
mm-hmm.
John Jordan, and he spoke to me about what this meant for his team, FUS the Rabat, as a debutant team. Let's take a listen.
On a segment today, I have with me my man, John Jordan, of FUS the Rabat. Thanks for being on the segment with me today, bro.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Absolutely. Man, let's just start off. Debutant team for the Kalahari Conference. You guys kicked it off. What were your thoughts going into it? And did you feel like your core group had potential to be that successful coming out of that conference with some heavy hitters like Petro de Luanda and the Cape Town Tigers?
I mean, yeah, we've been competing together pretty much for the entire season. So my mindset going into the competition was just to be confident. I know what my teammates can do. They know what I can do. And like I said, we've been balling together all season. And so obviously we're not the most famous team in the competition. So, you know, we want to come in with a chip on our shoulder and, you know, prove to the rest of the continent of Africa, you know, that there's some good Moroccan players as well as guys, Americans like myself. And it's just a great opportunity for Fools and the country of Morocco all together.
No, absolutely. How did you end up playing with Foos?
One of my agents reached out to me last summer after I left the European market, and I just kind of wanted to get into a different market. I've been in Europe and in the G League pretty much my entire career, and I've never been to Africa, and I had been following the Bout competition for since the existence of it, and you know, I've always had my eye on it, and it was one of the things that I really wanted to play in and be a part of, and so we just kind of came together and made it happen.
Honestly, FUS definitely is excited to have you as we all are as fans watching the league, man. Seeing the development of the league, like you mentioned, from season one to now season four. Were you watching the league closely in past seasons, or were you just kind of just like you had heard about it and were just excited to get into it?
Well, for me, it's like a funny full circle moment, because I actually attended the first BAL, the first BAL combine up in New York at the Brooklyn Nets facility, the very first combine, and it was shortly right after I tore my meniscus when I was in Europe, and I was just kind of using that as a recovery period. But when I attended the BAL combine, I seen how developed it already was and the potential in it. And so since then, I've just been following it year by year, and every year it's just seemed to be getting better. And this year has been pretty good, and I'm pretty sure it's going to continue to get better for years to come.
Yeah, I think just for me, I've been covering it from season one, and I've seen just drastic changes from the initial season, which was the COVID year. Doing everything in Kigali, then splitting it to the conferences, and then now this year also adding Kalahari in South Africa, which was amazing. Right. You touched on the G League a little bit. I do know that you won a dunk contest for the G League and a championship out there a couple years ago. Talk to us about that experience.
I mean, the G League was an amazing experience. I definitely feel like if you're an American and you play Division I, it doesn't matter if you play Division I, you play college basketball anywhere in America, you got the opportunity to go to the G League. I think you should take it, give it a try. I mean, obviously the American dream is to make the NBA, but you know, just even if you don't get a chance to play in the NBA, I think the G League is just a great development all around program for guys. Maybe you want to be a coach after, or you want to just continue to pursue your career in basketball. It's great for development. I mean, it's basically like the NBA. I mean, it's just the approach, it has a total NBA approach. Pretty much all of my coaches that I play for in the G League are now either assistants or general managers in the NBA now. So you know, and that's just the type of level of a professional that the G League produces. So it was a great experience. Shout out to Toronto, the Six.
Hey, the Six, man. Yeah, I got some family ties up in Toronto, so I could definitely shout out the Six for that one. So I definitely seen you catch an oop, man, and I seen a post at the BAL post. It said you got a 50-inch vert. Is that?
Yeah, that is true, man. That is true, man. You know,
so you're 5'10"? You're 5'10"?
5'10 on a good day.
Okay, 5'10 on a good day, 50-inch vert. Man, that's amazing, sure. Bro. That is amazing.
Appreciate you.
I mean, so how does that work? Look, is that all obviously genetics and natural has to play some part into it? And then did you just know that you could jump that high from a young age, or like how did that work?
Yeah, well, my mom ran track and my dad was an all sport athlete, and you know, so a lot of it is genetics, but it's a lot of my hard work as well. And speaking of, I created me and my athletic trainer, we created our own vertical jump program. See, I got the merch on jumping. It's called Jumping Like Jordan. It'll be out this summer. So it's just an all-around health and wellness elite training kit. We believe that it'll increase your vertical jump as well as promote longevity and just rehab and recovery for not only basketball players, but for all athletes. And not even only athletes, if you're a regular person that just want to stay healthy. We've recorded over 100 different exercises. And so it's something I'm proud of, and it's something that I've used throughout my career to help not only increase my vert, but like I said, help maintain longevity in my athletic career.
Yeah, which is definitely very hard, man. You know, you have a lot of players and athletes that kind of peak out relatively early. So the longevity aspect of it is amazing, man. So kudos to jumping like Jordan, bro. Now, if we're going to talk about you guys, you heading over to Kigali later on today, starting off what will be your playoff run. What's the mentality in the locker room for your team?
I mean, like I said before, we want to come out confident and this is the final stage for us. We've been to two different qualifying stages, and you know, we know what we can do. We know what we're capable of. Our coaches always put us in a good spot to succeed, and like I said, we just want to come out aggressive and come out blazing. There's no reason for any one of us to hold back at this moment. We've come this far, and we want to put Morocco on the map and put Fools on the map. So we're confident, definitely.
Hey, definitely excited to see the rest of your journey, bro. Thanks for taking your time for speaking with us at the Voice of America. Definitely will be tapping in and watching and making sure, you know what I'm saying, you guys are doing well. We'll chat in a little bit as well.
My brother, appreciate you.
That was John Jordan of FUS de Rabat. We saw that he had a relatively more quiet offensive game against Al Ahly Egypt last game, but still was, you know, upkept the defensive tenacity.
You felt his presence.
Oh, you absolutely felt
those
his presence.
Steals? He had a couple of steals.
Four steals,
bro.
Yeah. I remember. So, you know, when your offense is not working for you, you have to find a way to still
defense
be
defense is your best offense.
Come on now, defense wins championships, Mike. We know that. So, Mike, talk to us about this structuring of what we call now the BAL bracket.
So the first thing I want to point out.
Yeah.
The defending champions have gone home. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Ahly Libya are on their way to Cairo.
Al Ahly Egypt.
Oh, Egypt. Woo! Let me take that back.
The Libyans said we're in here.
The Libyans are still in
here. We're still here.
Al Ahly, because Al Ahly Libya defeated Al Ahly Egypt, they're on their way to Cairo. Wow. Al Ahly Libya have secured a spot in the quarterfinals. Now, in the current game that we're about to watch, Fus de Rabat versus Cape Town Tigers, the winner goes home, and the loser goes home, and the winner secures a spot. So it comes down to Fus de Rabat and Cape Town Tigers.
How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Cape Town, at this very moment, has only won one game, right?
And yet they made it.
And if they beat FUS de Rabat,
Ivory Coast did it, so can Cape Town Tigers.
If they win, that means they punch their ticket to the quarter. And it's, man.
You just said it, bro.
One
game at a time. The fact that they've made it this far for me means it's now down to the team.
Woo!
One game at a time. So if they're able to win this game, they're through to the quarters. If they're not. And you know the good thing about this is I don't think pressure's on them like that, because then people are looking at them like, you've made it this far.
Right. I mean, what at this point,
what do you have to lose? Nothing. So, yeah, that happens. And then later on tonight, we see AS Douan play Pedro de Luanda. Once again, the loser goes home, and the winner will play the winner of today's game. And then in another fixture, which will be played on May 27, Rivers Hoopers, Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers, plays against Tunisia's U.S. Monastir.
Mm-hmm.
And same story goes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The winner goes forward, and the loser packs their bags and they're going home. Now, early on, we had that discussion of, okay, so what was the point of the games last week, the first games of the playoffs?
Right.
Little did we unpack the mystery, which is that the winner gets to play an easier way forward.
Right.
So here we are today, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the brackets as they stand.
Man, it is looking out. It is looking to be a very, very fun tournament. You know, what we've seen is time and time again, season after season, the BAL not only improves on the court, but off the court, man. I've loved seeing, you know, the actors,
the celebrities,
you know, the musicians,
the glitz and glamour of sport and culture putting together.
Meeting, yes, absolutely. You know, so we get to see a little bit of, you know, what that culture holds, mm-hmm. who their top people are, what they like, how they dress. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of, you know, you're getting exposed to the culture aspect.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, sports and culture are married,
always,
right?
Yep.
They're always directly correlated. And I'm so happy that as times have progressed, we have entities like the NBA who are allowing that same enterprise to live within Africa, right? Because for a very long time, sports and culture, as much as they were married, they were like, you know, divorced, essentially,
right?
So you would have arts and sport, they were not living in unison. But now you're finding sectors like the NBA, even when the World Cup happened in South Africa, with like you're finding so many sectors where now the celebrities or the sports or the entertainers are now living in unison with the athletes, because you're starting to see how both sectors are beneficial towards each other. And I think that's what one thing that I applaud for the BAL this season is they definitely hammered down and doubled down on that aspect. We saw in I can speak for South Africa, right? The where I saw, when I say the who's who was there, bro, they were posted.
Listen to me, Mike. Sometimes I'm looking at folks and I'm like, I know that person is somebody.
Yeah.
I know they're important. I'm like, who is that, you know?
And the good thing is, in South Africa, that's why you saw every other game had a packed crowd.
Right.
Because the celebrities would post and say, hey, come up. I'm playing. I'm performing halftime.
There we
pull
go.
Up. And now you have their fans coming up. You have basketball fans. Even if you're a non-loving basketball fan, you love. You want to go there because you want to see.
It's the atmosphere.
It's the atmosphere. It's the vibe.
Right.
It was really good. I loved how they carried out the Kalahari Conference. That's something to be applauded. And this carried through to the Nile, Conference, carried through to the Sahara Conference.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it in Kigali, where you could see that, oh, this is someone, man. This is someone, and he's doing their thing, and they're definitely bringing the crowd.
Look, man, when you have the president of the country pulling up, he is in the midst and he's in the crowd, it shows you that, you know, he's the top guy in the country.
This ain't no small thing, boy.
He's bigger than all the celebs, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's the celeb. There we go. So if he's here, man, you better be there. You know, better pull up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
No, it's been amazing. You know, shout out to Amadou Fall for putting together this amazing league with the help of I'm sure his cohorts and his team.
Of course.
But he has done a phenomenal job. And what I've noticed is, time and time again, season after season,
keeps getting better and better.
And they're also listening to the constructive criticism as well. You know,
definitely.
So it's not like they're just keeping their ears closed. No, they want to make sure that they have the best possible product that they're pushing out. Mm-hmm. So kudos to them, because we, from a fan perspective, have had a great time.
Oh yeah,
watching
these
games.
We've seen so many historical moments in this BAL.
Oh, yeah.
The first double-double, first overtime.
Yep.
We saw a double overtime.
Right.
Like, we've seen so many moments that I did not see in the first season of BAL, and so to see it four seasons later. Yeah. I'm really impressed. Once again, to go back to the crowd participation. This season, I keep saying this, we could hear it all the way from D.C., my friend. Where the crowd goes, I can feel that. You're like, whoa, I was in the stadium right now,
I would be going crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, these are inputs that I definitely do applaud. I like the fact that they've opened it up to more countries.
Right.
And I can only hope that as we enter season five, there's something in Angola. And just... as more seasons come, they keep unpacking it and opening it to different countries.
Right. To me, an ideal thing would be, for every African country to have a team in the BAL.
Bro, that's more than the NBA.
How amazing would that be?
That would be a dream.
Because that would, that would just kickstart so many different things, right? Because there would have to be flights that you can charter to each flight.
Yes,
so, like, it helps the economy.
It
would open up so many different things.
And it feeds into this, because I keep saying to people, basketball is growing, bro.
Right.
People do not understand the rate at which it's growing. It's growing at a really fast rate. Now, granted, once again, there's so many sports that have received primary concentration for Lord knows how long in Africa.
Right.
But to see what the NBA is starting to do and to see what the BAL is bringing, having a situation where all countries have a team in the BAL, I think pushes for the private sector and the government sector to want to promote basketball.
Absolutely.
And it opens up a whole different ecosystem
that
has been sat on for a long time.
Man, Mike, that would be amazing, man. Hopefully, we're around to see at least, it's starting to develop.
It's
moving in the right direction, man. But, man, the tip-off is about to happen shortly. All I know is I'm excited. What's your take? Cape Town Tigers versus FUS Durabat.
Don't even ask me.
I know your team SA.
If
you know?
Any listener knows the answer to that. How do you need to answer that? Come on.
It's like, it's like poll, guys. Let's hey chat, Mike, what team is Mike going for?
That.
You know,
listen, it's going to be a good game. Yep. Of course, I do acknowledge how Fus the Rabat is dangerous. They're playing amazingly. Yep. They've got the depth. They've got the experience. Even as debutants, right? Mm-hmm. And when I'm talking about experience, I'm talking about the players' side experience.
Right.
Cape Town Tigers has shocked everybody. Right. Somehow made it through by a miracle.
Right.
They only have one victory to their name, but still,
but to
I
be
think they've got the player power.
But to be honest with you, they've played well.
Yeah.
In majority of their games, they've played well. It's just that, you know, a lapse in defense or a lapse
third
in something.
Quarter, bro.
Right, right. Whatever it is, if it's just something so small, then once the game gets too out of reach,
that's it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very challenging game for both sides.
Yeah.
And both teams have to come out aggressive and wanted, because this is a one-game knockout. As soon as it, you know, as soon as you're out, like you said, either you're taking a flight back to Morocco or you're going back to South Africa.
Yeah.
One or the other. Or you can hang out and watch. And
watch. You watch it from the stands, bro. You're buying tickets. Come
right,
on, man.
Right, right, right.
No, it's definitely, listen, and you know me, I keep my ear with the players and I speak to some of the players offline.
Right,
and
right.
They really are pushing for it. Some of them were sad that they lost the last game, but they really were hoping that they had pushed for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're definitely in that mindset of, hey, I definitely want to make it. And they want to make it to the quarters, man. They want to make history for Cape Town.
Yeah.
They want to go all the way. So this could be a thing.
Definitely is going to be an action-packed game. I am excited for the game as well as Mike. This is a special VOA coverage of the NBA Basketball Africa League. Let's tap in and listen in to some of the vibes and the sounds coming in from the stadium.
Those are some of the vibes there in Kigali, bro.
Man, I can feel it.
You can hear the
I can feel
the pots and the pans being hit.
The energy, man. But honestly, Mike, one more thing. Jackson and us all spoke about this. The energy is like this already. Now imagine if a Rwandan team had qualified.
Oh, my Lord.
Man, the stadium would be shaking.
But once again, for me, I think this is why it should be applauded. I do applaud the Rwandan government for hosting this in Kigali and still having people turn up. Because if you look at the other conferences, the big turn up would come whenever the home team is playing. So to have no Rwandan team, which is sad for the Rwandans, but to still have the people come out.
Yeah.
That's your boy, John.
Listen here, man. We're looking at some highlights right now from the initial time that both these teams had met in the Kalahari Conference. Mm-hmm. Man, it was a tough game for Cape Town. But, you know, like they said, if there's anything that you can do is you can redeem yourself.
Amnesia.
Forget about it. It's not happening.
It never happened.
It never happened. I don't even remember.
Okay.
This is a new game.
Forget about it, bro. Just do your thing. Listen. And you know what I'm finding interesting about the playoffs is a lot of these teams, some of these teams are meeting each other again.
Right, right.
From their conferences.
Right.
So, yeah.
With different players, too, though, right?
Yes.
Right? So what we're seeing
is
also
the perks of picking up one or two.
Right. Couple players, as we know, you know, for Cape Town, they picked up Deng, right? Deng from Dynamo.
Yes.
Played really well for them in their last game against Al Ahly Libya. I think he put up like 20+, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so you know, when you got players like that, you know at any given time you could go. But what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to find a way to contain, you know,
those hops, bro.
Hey, John Jordan and Kendrick Brown, Team USA backcourt.
Those hops, bro. Those hops.
50-inch vert, man.
Let's see who's in the starting five for the Cape Town Tigers,
We got Deng.
Cartier Ducati Diarra.
Man, that's the coolest name ever.
Of course, Nati Sibanyoni, another Puma athlete.
Yes, sir.
Samgelo Tsele and Abdullah. Yay. Boye.
Okay.
The starting five is, listen, man.
That's a team right there. That's a team.
And once again, I'm still saddened at the fact that Billy Preston isn't here, because I think BP definitely held it down for them.
He would have added.
He added that thing.
These are some of the stats from their last game comparison. Alio Diarra went for a double-double, 21-10. Samkelo had 16 points, 5 assists, 1 rebound, and 3 steals. Mm. Yeah, man. Field goal percentage, though, was 70-33, but it's obviously because a lot of Diarra's points come from inside the bat, like near the basket.
Like
he's,
he pushes
dunking,
it. Yeah, yeah.
He's dunking it or he's laying it up, whereas Samkelo has to shoot the ball a little bit further out. Yeah. But all in all, it is going to be a phenomenal game. FUS the Rabat against the Cape Town Tigers about to tip off. Let's get to it.
نعرف من سيكون هو الفائز في هذه المباراة هذه محاولة وضعت المحاولة الأولى تبقى الكرة الآن لمصلحة
And we have a tip off goes to the to FUS the Rabat. Cape Town Tiger has the ball.
He was trying to go to the hole there.
Samkelo said he is going to make this a physical game. He's going to make them feel it. You know, we love to see aggression like that, you know, coming off early on in the game.
Whoever draws first blood, I'm sure, is definitely going to have to make a statement here. definitely. So we're about to see Samkelo here take that free throw.
Money! Hey, gets the first free throw.
Samkelo with the first free throw. First point goes to Cape Town Tigers.
Is this an indication of how the
it's
game
a sign,
will
my
go?
Friend. Feel it and believe it. Let's go. Second point.
Let's see.
Money!
Two free throws.
Oh, we cashing out today.
Okay. I like it. You know,
we cashing out today.
We always love when we see, you know, players make use of free throws at the free throw line. Jeez, it is high pressure sometimes.
Wow. Oh, nice. Okay.
Defensive stop. Cape Town Tigers with the ball. All right, missed jump
this
shot.
This is definitely a competitive game because he's going to take that.
The pace alone of the game
it's
is
very,
showing.
It's a high-paced game.
Very fast. Foose missed a jump shot, mid-range.
That was a misplaced shot. So take it to the hall. Money. Oh.
Follow-up.
That was a good follow-up. Cape Town Tigers, 4 points. Okay. Foose the Rabat is still on Neil. Bro, I keep telling you, watch out for these boys.
4-0 early on, but, you know, as you mentioned,
it's about momentum.
You,
that's another
you
thing.
Want to keep that pressure on as up. Much as you can.
Travel.
I think that's a foul call, maybe on Cape Town. Yeah, Alio Diarra is a very difficult guard, Mike. You know, we see him a lot. What he does, you know, he comes in and he's making it very, very challenging for anybody to guard him down there because of his fluidity. And you don't want to get into foul trouble that early, you know.
It's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, yeah. Especially for the bigs. You don't want to get into trouble because you allow him, a player who is actually pretty decent from the free throw line as a big player.
And you can't give him those points.
Yeah, you just can't give it to him. So he makes the first free throw.
First free throw.
Alio Diarra, for those who don't know, is from Mali, a young man from Mali. Also,
didn't he play for Stade Mali?
He played for Stade Mali last year, and then he also played in the Summer League for the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA, actually, this past summer. So he has a lot of potential to make that transition. We will see if this, you know, if this season amounts to something for him and FUS the Rabat, you know, if they're able to, you know, go further in this tournament.
Who knows what it could open up for him.
Yeah, it could open up more doors for them potentially. He sinks the second free throw. Two free throws for them. 4-2 lead for Cape Town Tigers.
Cartier Diarra. Takes it to the hall.
Ooh. It's a really good take.
So 8 minutes into the game, the score is still 4-2 to Cape Town Tigers. And we're about to have a play out. Let's see.
Is that Samkelo again?
Nice rebound.
Kicked it back out. It seems to me like FUS is really trying this defensive press. Cartier for the three. Misses the three.
Good rebound.
Grab the rebound. It is still Cape Town's ball. Cape Town Tigers ball with 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Samkelo with the fadeaway.
Oh, money!
Fadeaway from the corner.
What a fadeaway.
Yeah, Very good looking shot. It's a very tough shot for those who know. You know, if you know, you know. Leaning, you know, like that. It's a very,
you received an ad.
Very difficult shot. John Jordan with the ball, kicking it out in the corner pocket. Back to Ali Diarra in the middle. What a find. What a find.
6-4 to Cape Town Tigers. This is a very high-pressure game, Mokko.
No, absolutely. They're neither team is letting up. They really don't want to let up too much. When we see games start like this, usually they last out a long time.
But I think it's... What
a pass.
What a pass.
Great look.
Money.
Great
Some
look.
Up there.
Phenomenal, phenomenal.
Score is 8-4. It's Cape Town Tigers. Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, what? If you just saw what eyes.
What?
Oh my God.
This
what a feeding.
Goodness gracious. Tough shot by Cape Town. FUS the robot making their way up. Three ball.
He's going to break it. Nice rebound there by Cape Town Tigers.
And rebound by FUS the robot. John Jordan taking the ball.
What are your thoughts on the shot selection so far?
Shot selection has not been extremely bad. I prefer it when they take it to the rim,
the hoop, right? Yeah.
Simply because what I'm seeing is it's been more productive, more efficient from inside. And sometimes when teams are baiting you and letting you shoot from outside, it's maybe because they know maybe you're not the greatest outside shooting team. What a really good thought process for the pass. John Jordan with the go-ahead, but great recovery by the Cape Town Tigers. You know, this is, it's showing out to be, you know, one of those type of matchups. What a feed.
Ooh, foul. For the record, it's 8-8 now.
Right.
Cape Town Tigers are playing FUS Federal Box.
I believe that foul should be on Ali Diarra, the big man.
Sure was.
Yeah. He got a little bit of ball, too. Sometimes those calls are so tough. It's a block slash foul. You know, it's a tough call.
Cartier,
man.
What's not just about your knee? Can he bank the two?
Let's see it.
Misses his first free throw. Looks like Cape Town Tigers just made their first change, and Doyer's off the court.
Okay.
Can Kosinati Sibanyoni bank his first free throw of the game?
Let's
wait to see.
Let us see.
Ooh. Misses both free throws, but...
But there was a foul line violation by Ali Diarra, who came in too soon. Should be giving another free throw to Nkosinati. Is that how you say his name?
Nkosinati. There we go.
Come on, man. There we go.
This is going to be interesting. I think this game's definitely going to be determined in the third quarter. Why did he take that shot?
That was a very deep three.
That was unnecessary. But nice rebound by Fuster Robach, and they got their points.
Right. That was from long, long range. That was NBA range. Fuster Robach 10, Cape Town Tigers 8. Cape Town Tigers with the ball.
Can you post up?
Turn around for Samkelo.
Air ball.
Fortunately, not the same result as the last fadeaway.
Nah.
Jordan. John Jordan with the three-point attempt. Missed it from the top.
They definitely need to prioritize take it to the hall. Wow.
Cartier,
how tall is
nice...
Cartier Diarra?
I mean, if John said he's 5'10 on a good day, he's
Cartier
probably...
must be 5'8.
Is he shorter than
him? He's shorter.
No. I thought he looked maybe a little taller. Or maybe they're around the same height. No, he might be about 6 foot. Let's look it up. Timeout called. Scores 10-8 for FUS de Rabat. Yeah, as we have been keeping you all updated, the game has been action-packed from the very beginning. Timeout has been called, but really, I don't think it was as necessary, maybe just to give the team a little breather,
restructure,
just figure out exactly how to kind of get ahead of, you know, not make sure that the game doesn't get too out of hand here.
Yeah.
You know, 2 points can start off 2 points, and before we know it, it could be bad. we don't want to get to 10.
No. So, yeah, as you mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, our first time out of the game, FUS de Rabat 10 points, Cape Town Tigers 8 points. As we speak right now, these are the people who have the most points. Aliyu Diarra with 8 points for FUS de Rabat. And, of course, for Cape Town Tigers, Nkosinathi Sibanyoni is the team's leading scorer with 4 points, but he's also, so does Samgelo Cele with 4 points. So those are the contributing factors behind the team having 8 points. In terms of rebound, Nkosinathi Sibanyoni, it looks like defensively they're playing about the same, bro.
Cause, yeah.
We have Mohamed Celia with 3 rebounds for FUS de Rabat, Aliyu Diarra with 2 rebounds, yeah. And of course your boy JJ Jonathan Jordan with 2 rebounds.
Absolutely. But from the offensive end, FUS, it's all been Aliyu Diarra.
Right.
8 points.
8 points.
You know, you have the only other 2 points contributed by Abdel Hakim
Zuita
with 2 points. Outside of that, it's been all the, look at sometimes this young man is not only tall, but look at this alley-oop, right?
Bro.
Look at He almost looked at it at eye level, almost. At his height, to be able to get up that high is really impressive. Because usually taller players are not the most athletic.
They don't jump.
Yeah,
they don't jump like
it's
that.
The smaller guards that usually jump up. You know,
taller players just off their tippy toes.
Right, you're right there already. You don't need to get that high,
bro.
But these young kids, man,
you can see the feet off the floor.
Right, Cartier Diarra scores his first free throw. It is 9-10. He has his second free throw, and he misses. Samkelo is on the bench taking a breather. They will need all of his offense soon, so I'm sure he needs this much-needed rest.
The game continues. The current score is 10 points of FUS de Rabat and 9 points Cape Town Tigers.
Cape Town with the ball at the moment after FUS de Rabat missed a corner three-pointer. We have FUS playing some defense. Moving their hands around, Mike. What are your thoughts on the defense, on the defensive aspect for both teams?
Yeah, I think both teams are definitely keeping each other really close, and that's why we're not seeing the score go out of wild like that.
Mm-hmm.
They've definitely both been holding each other down when we're talking about rebounds. Once again, I think it goes back to that shot selection. They're both baiting each other to take it from three. So we've seen both teams take some shots where you're like, wow, this was relatively irresponsible, just rather take it to the hole.
Yeah. Another tip in. For our
Cape Town Tigers,
our
11.
Main man Nkosinathi. He's gonna be. Seems like he's getting the ball a lot. His name's gonna be right there all day. Absolutely, he is balling.
So the current score is 11 points to Cape Town Tigers and 10 points. I keep telling you, bro, the Tigers could definitely. Once again, one game at a time, they can make it if they keep this pace up.
That's all it takes, you know. You just have to believe. The thing about it is, I think this Cape Town Tigers team, regardless of what has happened in their past games, they believe they can win.
They can win
it,
right.
You don't see them coming out, you know, with their heads down. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, they're not shying away from the moment. So kudos to them for being able to just completely disregard the other games and what those results were and just come out here to play a very formidable opponent in FUS de Rabat. But you know, when you have these, you got these big boys.
These guys are definitely more athletic.
You know, yeah, and they're just so tall and lengthy, man, you know. When you have these tall, really tall, lengthy players, it's so difficult because they're, man, and they're going to try to block everything there. Ooh. Foul caused by FUS de Rabat. Was that on FUS?
Or? It was on FUS.
That's Aliou Diarra's second one then?
There we go.
Or?
I don't think that foul was on Aliou.
It was off the...
This is turning out to be a free throw game.
Mm-hmm.
So another free throw by Cape Town Tigers, but they bricked it. They missed it. Mm-hmm. So the current score still stands. Worcester about 12. Cape Town Tigers 11. Very, very, very tight.
And very low scoring first quarter as well, right?
That speaks to how competitive.
Right. It shows you defense has been really on point. We can see a full court press by the Cape Town Tigers. I believe it was a 2-1-2 full court. Haven't seen that one in a while.
In a minute, yeah.
You know, but hey, I love it.
Bad shot selection.
Very tough shot selection. But when you're playing, I think they are playing, man.
Was that and one?
I think it might have been on the foul on the ground, but we will know shortly. That's Mohamed Sila. Number 14. Ah, I love the energy. Second personal foul on Ngor.
So for context, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Worcester Rabat about to take free throws, and the score
is
12-12 tie.
It's like the teams can't get away from each other. It's like, can we get away? Oh, rim rattler.
Worcester Rabat misses the first
free throw. Mohamed Sila misses the first free throw. In and out. One more free throw to go.
Your boy seems to be out on foul trouble, right?
Yes. Aliou Diarra is on the bench with two fouls. Second free throw was made. Worcester Rabat has a 1-point lead, 13-12.
Oh, guess who's on the court?
Uh-huh.
Oh, guess who's on the court?
Uh-huh.
Number 12. Oh, Cartier Diarra.
Really good find by Cartier.
Oh, money on the board. 14 points to Cape Town Tigers and 13 to Worcester Rabat.
That was a really good pass by Cartier to Abdullah Ndio.
Bad shot. Don't do it.
Kendrick. What a pass.
What a pass.
Second pass.
What a
pass. To Mohamed Sila, and that
what
is a bucket.
So Mohamed Sila's on 3 points now.
I believe so. Mohamed Sila is on 3 points. Blocked by Mohamed Sila. Another one. Oh, ooh.
Money.
Oh, that was a bad toss. That was a bad alley-oop.
Dylan Whitbread on the ball. Bad toss by Dylan.
Recovered back by FUS de Rabat. Quick foul. Good foul by Dylan to make sure that they don't get out on transition.
Ooh. So now let's head to
Kigali, the BK Arena.
1:41 left in the first quarter. Sila drives through. Get out of there. That is fantastic from Ndoye. Followed him for every single centimeter. Sam Kello picked up by Ntembu. Looking for someone. He does find Ndoye. Decides not to pass. Gets it out into the corner. An opportunity for Sam Kello for two. Oh, just rattles, comes back out. Manja picks it up. He's getting his first seconds on the floor.
Ngoi had four blocks in his debut for the Cape Town Tigers and picks up his first run here.
Nadja drops it in for Silla. Silla, Silla goes up. He is just unstoppable at the paint.
He is beasting inside the paint and he's hurting the Cape Town Tigers inside that painted area.
Up to 70 goes, and it's the last minute we go. We've got a three-point lead. Sam Kello, that's brilliant play. Oh, it's no contacts, and it's been stopped there by Silla at the other end. Ben Mahin, Nadja. Nadja will use that big, burly body of his to try and roll around. And that gets knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers who get possession.
I think they'll breathe a sigh of relief for the Cape Town Tigers. You have a look at the work here from Silla. And Ndoye says, access was not granted here, sir. And on the other side, Silla gets his own back.
Yeah, it's the bigs are doing the damage. Ndoye going out just outside of the arc. It's come back off the rim. Jordan holds it. And the final seconds of this first quarter. Fuster about looking to try and extend their three-point lead. Jordan goes up, floats one over the top, doesn't fall. It's there for the taking. 9 seconds. Deng, 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 and there's a foul there by Howard. He goes to the free throw line because we're at 5 fouls.
Yeah, he didn't quite read the situation well, did Howard. He thought there was 14 fouls and was just trying to get the foul in to slow it down and force them to get an inbound, but instead Deng will go to the free throw line. Misreading the situation.
That leaves 6.3 seconds on the clock before we wrap up the first quarter of the second quarterfinal of the Basketball Africa League Season 4 here in Kigali. This is the first. We'll want to get the second.
Deng was impressive in his debut for the Cape Town Tigers. First time that he get the opportunity to play in the playoffs for a team that has helped qualify in to the Basketball Africa League.
That's his first points. 5 seconds to go. Is Ilhawa Nadja. He doesn't get the shot, and that's too late. Well, that's just too late. I think we saw that it was touched when the clock was down to zero.
He tried to float it up and it comes off the rim and he doesn't get that off in time. The first floater had gone would have been good, but I think that that should not count.
Yeah, I kind of agree. They're going to check because they have to check, which is normal. Okay, there's clarification, Usher. Yep.
It's definitely not a basket.
Thank you, Usher. 17 points, Booster about 15, Cape Town Tigers. Time for a small break.
And, ladies and gentlemen, the first break of the game, of course, first quarter's down. 17 points to Fuster Rabat and 15 points to Cape Town Tigers. Cape Town Tigers keeping them at arm's reach, bro.
Right there with it. Cape Town 15, Fuster Rabat 17. If you were to just look at their previous games, you would be thinking Fuster Rabat would be having a monstrous lead by now. But no, this is a low-scoring first quarter. This means that both teams are playing really good defensively. Mm-hmm. And one huge thing that Cape Town has done is taking it to the rack,
yeah,
right? Getting the big man Aliou Diarra in trouble. Foul trouble. He has two fouls in the first quarter. That's huge because he's big on the offensive end and big on the defensive end. So if you can get him off the floor for a little bit, it makes
he's
things...
he's their highest point scorer.
Oh, absolutely. It makes things a lot easier for you as a collective team. And then now you only have one big man in Mohamed Salah to worry about instead of having to worry about both him and Aliou together.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the Twin Towers, these two. You know?
No, this is a really impressive game. But once again, I think one thing we have noticed, and you preached correctly, Mukbul, is all these games in the playoffs have been made in the third quarter. If you can keep the same momentum through to the third quarter, just don't take your foot off the pedal, you can find yourself seeing it all the way out. So I'm really curious to see if both teams can keep the same momentum, because right now first quarter's gone through, they're playing very impressive defensive basketball. You can see it's a very, very low pointed scoring game. Shot selection for Fuster Rabat hasn't been the greatest, but they seem to somehow be able to get that rebound and contribute towards their scores. We've seen a couple of free throws go time and time again. And Cape Town Tigers is the same. But we're about to head back to Kigali.
The BK Arena seems to me like the second quarter is about to tip back off. Another 10 minutes before we get that halftime. Let's go back to the BK Arena.
Controlling the paint, and both teams have got 16 rebounds apiece. It's 6 offensive rebounds to 7. And that has been a theme throughout that. And also how well Fuster Rabat can handle the Cape Town Tigers zone, I think, will be a narrative throughout the second quarter.
Asha, we're coming to you.
Yeah, Coach El Bouzidi just concerned about the ball movement. He wants Fuster Rabat to just keep passing that ball. They have, of course, 24 seconds on every ball possession, but just really run down that clock and get their favorite and best sport to shoot.
Katia Diarra unable to get his shots in from down in the corner near the baseline. Chance for them to draw level, but it's Ben Mahin who picks up possession. Fuster Rabat love to pass the ball around, like you said, Usher. Very happy and comfortable playing with each other, knowing where they are. That's been intercepted by Sam Keller. Nicely done. Katia Diarra to his right. He goes up, and that is sent. Sumptuous touch there. It's such a silky hand touch, isn't he, with the ball when he's driving high into the sky.
When he goes downhill, he's one of the most exciting players in the Basketball Africa League. He gets up, and very little you can do. You might as well clear out the lane.
Yeah, and he puts in the hard work and the hard hours to make sure that happens on game day. Here we go, Silla, round Sibanioni. How quick was that swivel manoeuvre?
What fundamental footwork, fantastic there from Mohamed Silla.
Well, that's 9 points for the teenage sensation. Is having a great day out there for Fuster Rabat.
Are you having a great day out here, Usher?
Yes, absolutely. Just like you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Look at this. Oh, put it in. Sam Callow enjoying the big time scores happening there. That's great work for him. He's up to 8.
Yeah, he's definitely locked in.
Oh, there's a turnover. They've managed to pinch the ball back down. Eyes it up, hits the three, and they move 3-point ahead.
Now that's ideal. You force a turnover, you get a wide open shot, the sharpshooter knocks it down, and there's a timeout called on the floor.
And that's what it's all about. We see so much of this fast and furious action taking place. More to come after this small break.
And a timeout is called by Fuster Rabat as Cape Town Tigers hit a 3 to go ahead by 3. You know, Deng is a player that is, you know,
he's arrived.
He not only has he arrived, he is one of the players that is a change maker. He comes onto the floor and really is able to, you know, dictate what type of offense he wants to create for the Cape Town Tigers. And when his shot is going down, Mike, it's going to be problematic.
That's why I said he has arrived.
He has arrived. He's here.
You can feel his presence on the game.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, he made his imprint in that last game. That was his first game that he played with Cape Town because he was with Dynamo originally. This is his second game, and he said he doesn't want this one to be his last.
Yeah, 4 points already through.
He's coming out.
He's here. You can feel it. And I think it's working for Cape Town Tigers.
Yeah, no,
I like the fact that his addition brought in that diversity and that depth that Cape Town Tigers needed. He didn't have to be a starter. Right. But you could see when he came onto the court, he made that imprint, man. You could see that, okay, this is a different Cape Town Tigers.
Right. No, I like it a lot. I think, to me, the only thing that I noticed is that when you have him and you have Cartier both that are really good ball handlers, it opens up the game for the rest of the team,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So that, to me, is going to be imperative. But also, shout out to the coaching staff of Fus, because they called a timeout and not letting the momentum carry into it, because as you saw, the crowd started getting involved.
Yes.
But let's get back to the BK Arena.
The ball's been sharpened by the Tigers today, and they have, it's 8:23 left in the first half.
Mohamed Silla is having a fantastic game. 7 rebounds with those 9 points. He is absolutely leading the way here in the front court for Fuster Rabat.
Asha, we need to come over to you. You've got news coming. Breaking news every day.
Breaking news from the courtside here for the Cape Town Tigers. Coach Ngwenya obviously is concerned about the defense. He wants them to put pressure on the guards so that they don't, you know, play make and force the ball into the paint.
Hey, that's a travelling call, you know, by Sweet. He just lost, took his eye off the ball momentarily, and there was a little bit of a fumble there. And they're the little signs from Fuster Rabat that can go against them. But, you know, when Aliou Diarra's on the bench, it's normal that they don't score many points.
Well, Silla is playing fantastic basketball, like Diarra, to just get a little bit of a breather in.
Diarra's on 8, Silla's on 9. Sam Kello's on, well, that's a foul, that is Ken Brown on that man, Deng, who goes down. And they will get the chance to, I think, shoot. He's in the paint, so yes, he'll go to the free throw line.
They're giving up about 15 centimeters. It allows Deng to try and work the mismatch inside. You don't see him go back to the basket too often, do you, Deng? He likes to attack face up, but he does draw the foul and he gets a chance to go back there to the free throw line.
Yeah, but he does have that capacity to go on the zip line into the paint and score very quick points.
He absolutely does. It is that quick. It looks like he's just jettisoning in.
Jettisoning. How do you say it? I can't even say that. Try and say that 3 times, Asha, please. Go on, try it. Live on the broadcast.
Well, to be honest, I'll say it tomorrow. Is that okay?
See, you're just not a risk taker. I love it.
Absolutely. Cowards live longer, you know?
That's what they say. Oh, that's a great score as well. And have a guess who scored it.
I don't know. Tell me.
Oh, I think it might just be that man, Silla. Into double figures he goes. Diarra. Ndoye. Ndoye. The giant. Decides to get the ball to Deng. Back out. Mid-range 2. He scores from there. Doesn't manage to get it. Sibanioni does well. Goes up himself. Another chance. Oh! Contacts to Ita on Sibanioni. Opportunities did they get on that occasion? Normally that defense is super tight.
Well, he is hustling hard inside the paint because in that Sibanioni, now you see why he earned that boardman nickname. He knows how to attack the glass. It's like the ball is attached to a magnet and those hands are the magnet.
Grapple hooks, I think we should call them. He's the man with grapple hook hands. Come on, Asha, you can work on this.
I'm not going to be part of this, guys.
Oh, please. You always come on, don't be shy. Well, let's have a look at the replay anyway. This is Silla going under and over the chop. A wonderful pass there, the little, you know, in the basket pass there from Jordan. And the athleticism, you know, it's a difficult place to be when you're underneath the rim and you're trying to take the pass and find a way up.
All right, he's been sublime, Silla. He's picked his moments and has been good with his decision making.
Bit of press taking place. That's a great work, great try. Ben Mahin scoring an important 2 there.
You see him utilizing his speed to blow by the defense and pick up a score.
Deng races up into enemy territory. Charge going through. Sam Kello gets another chance off the glass. No! Dropping in to say, here we go. Double figures for Sam Kello.
First, Rabat might have to figure out the rebounding conundrum because Cape Town Tigers are picking up second chance points, but they hustle inside the paint.
Ben Mahin to the corner. Aliou Diarra is back on. Jordan weaving. Full back 2 for that man, Jordan.
So far, this has been a free-flowing game. The game we saw a little bit earlier between two Al-Ahlis, a lot more defense being shown, but the teams here just free-flowing and the offense working.
Look at Deng, he goes up. That's great. Well, how about that? He deals with Diarra beautifully as well.
I don't know how he managed to get that in there, but that's a great score from Dio Deng.
It's flung out to Zuita, baseline. Good pass to Diarra. And it looks like Sam Kello will get the foul on Diarra. First foul. 5:53 left to play in this first half.
I think Sorita might be one of the best passing bigs in the Basketball African League. That is on a dive to find Diarra inside the paint. Again, height mismatch. Stella has no choice but to foul, and they'll send that man Diarra to the free throw line.
And a timeout has been called. It's Fustarava 25, the Cape Town Tigers 27. Boston Wenya calling the timeout.
Rebounding battle, 18-19. And that was one area where the Cape Town Tigers suffered against Fustarava. The Fus have been arguably one of the best teams we've seen on display. They're willing to make the extra pass, all willing passes, and when they play the game, well, there's a lot of team chemistry on display. Mohamed Sylla, 11 points,
nearly on a double-double.
Seven rebounds, fantastic. 8 points and four rebounds for Aliyu Diarra, and Zorita's just got two. Samkelo Tele has got taken 12 shots for his 10 points and four boards, and Sibanyoni, six, and he's got four assists.
No, it's you know, it's they're present in the quarterfinals, and that's really important, as we see, you know, Sylla just working his magic in the paint. Super strong to deal with Sibanyoni. Lovely little twist and turn to get himself an important score there. 11 points for the 19-year-old, who is just on fire, on fuego.
Well, when you have a look at the work that it did, that's how you create excitement around a player, and that's why scouts get excited and coaches get excited.
And award-winning journalists get excited
too.
I see what you're doing there, but thank you. There's so much concern around Aliyu Diarra and Sylla scoring 19 of Fus Rabat's 25 points here. Coach Ngwenya wants the Cape Town Tigers to continue to play good defense in there, in the paint. Sibanyoni, obviously, and Manyang with that role. And whether they can execute will be interesting for the remaining minutes of this quarter.
Well, Sibanyoni was having a few, you know, we saw how he got turned inside out on the last occasion by Sylla, just with the speed. But Sibanyoni's been effective in his own way as well.
Yes, he has. He's held his own in that battle. And you know what a fan I am of bigs battling inside the paint.
Moves into position as Aliyu Diarra, and he's trying to find a little bit of space. Cartier Diarra. Samkelo deals with Ben Mahin, tries to get himself untangled, goes down, and look at that. This is a team performance. They're racing her over to try and, you know, haul that man Samkelo back up onto his feet. And I like what they're doing, the Cape Town Tigers, and I like the way they're playing together as a unit.
They've been ultra aggressive. So what they've done in the last 15 minutes has been able to get to the free throw line. What they've not been doing at the free throw line has been converting. They're shooting 6 of 14 at 42%. They've left 8 points at the free throw line so far. They've got to up that conversion rate, because that is literally, as it states, it's a free throw. There's no defense. It's an opportunity to extend the lead.
And now, sure, we've got three fouls already for Fustarabat with 5:35. So they've got to keep an eye on that as well, because they are causing problems with Samkelo and Sibanyoni, causing all sorts of nonsense inside of the paint.
Yeah, that's the strategy from Coach Ngwenya. He's playing small ball. You can see that the guards on the floor, all of them have the ability to drive into that paint and attract the fouls from this Fus Rabat team, but also could put players like Aliyu Diarra, Zwita and Sylla in trouble early on in the game.
Well, there's Diarra, you're not going to stop him from there. He got himself into that very dangerous position, but great vision to get the pass up there.
All right, anytime he catches it close to the rim, you might as well just count the bucket.
Done deal, right? One-point game. 5:15, Diarra bounces it into the path of Samkelo. Tries to go up. There's the battle. Now he picks it up, Jordan. Moving out of the position. Diarra's up there already. Sibanyoni needs to chase. Oh, he does well to keep hold of that, Jordan. Jordan driving into the paint. Where is his option? He doesn't have a good option there, but Diarra. Oh, wow, that was nearly a fantastic block there from Sibanyoni. Little bit of contact on Diarra, hence the reason why the whistle was blown.
But they try to play over the Cape Town Tigers defense. Jordan, he lobs it up, and that's a great contest from Sibanyoni. He just falls a bit short, but it will force Diarra to go and earn it at the charity stripe.
And a chance for Fooster about to edge ahead once again.
You get a feel and a sense for why Aliyu Diarra are part of the All-BAL first team in 2023. Why there's a lot of excitement around his play. He's been averaging 16 points, 8 rebounds, just over 8 rebounds in 23 minutes of play and has been used sparingly by coach Al Bazidi.
Misses the first, gets the second. Here we are, 28 points apiece, 4:48 left in this first half. And Cartier Diarra, Sibanioni. Oh, nicely done. Uses his strength to deal with Diarra on that occasion. It's happening at both ends.
Yeah, you might as well credit the pass. That was a nice find from Diarra. Excellent finish from Sibanioni.
Flung out, opportunity for Brown. Brown for three. Off the chop, made safe by Sam Kello. And a chance to extend that two-point lead. And that's great work there from Jordan, just to hustle and win the ball back for Fuster Rabat.
Just a couple of possessions there where some kind of trying to force the offense for the Tigers this time. John Jordan gets his hand on it, and that's the second consecutive turnover for Bella.
Brown, Nadja, Zuita, look at that. That pass from Brown, Zuita with the dunk. That is a sensational score.
A misquotation results in an open dunk for Zuita.
Moroccan international Zuita. Quality, Cartier Diarra drops it into the path. That's really smooth play. The link-up play there between Diarra and Sibanioni. Top qualities, up to double figures.
They've got a little connection, some chemistry here, Diarra and Sibanioni.
Ken Brown, Louis, Jordan. It's a bit of swing ball picked up by the big man. Zuita tries to roll around Manyang. Oh, nicely done. Strength and a high off the glass.
When you make something so difficult look so easy, that is a high level of skill. And Zuita, he just had options, and he took the scoring option and made it count.
26 points out of their 32 in the paint. Deng going around, out wide, Sam Kello for three. Oh! Dropping it in for a corner three!
Another great find. Sam Kello up to 14 points.
Oh, Aliou Diarra, watch out, he's on a little bit of a run. He goes up, doesn't manage to get it, made safe by Sibanioni.
Excellent contest.
Sam Kello driving hard out to Manyang, and that's picked up. Another opportunity, second chance. Oh, Sibanioni can't get his touch on it, doesn't get his range, man. He's normally really good at that.
Well, the battle on the boards between Sibanioni and Diarra is so fascinating inside the paint.
Back out, Brown, all the time in the world. Great score for Brown.
If you can't do it, I can. Ken Brown knocks down a wide open three, ties this one up.
Usher, good shooting percentages here today.
Yeah, good shooting. And obviously, the standout man here is Sam Kello Tele. He had 16 points in that game against Al Ahli Libya on Friday, but now already up to 14.
Listen, that's just great perseverance from Sibanioni. He goes for the second rebound. That's brilliant rebound for him.
10 points already. And because of that, Sibanioni's got 12 points and 8 rebounds.
I told you to bring your abacus. You forgot it in your bag.
Who still uses an abacus?
Good point. Louis, all the time in the world, he goes up. Oh, that's great defensive play from Sibanioni. They pick the ball up, made safe once again. Out wide, Cartier Diarra, Sam Kello, into the path, Manyang! Oh, wow, that's a foul. He falls down quite heavily there. Zuita pulling it back up, and you go to the free throw line.
We really are getting a good idea of Cartier Diarra's ability to pass the basketball. He's a willing passer. He's been putting the ball in the right spots and spaces and is making his team a lot better. That was a great pass to Manyang, and again, he's able to get the foul. He wanted a little bit more than that, but they got to go earn it there from the charity side. Up top goes Manyang, and Zuita says access is not going to be granted here. Go and earn it from the free throw line.
He hasn't got any points yet, so this will be, you know, just getting rid of the hitch and getting himself into a good place so that they can actually, you know, so he can start to shoot some points, because we know he's fully capable of. 35-38, 1:21 left to play. He'll go for his second shot now, having scored his first. Usher, this is... I've been impressed with the Cape Town Tigers. We saw a little taste of the new Cape Town Tigers, if you like, you know, in the seeding game. This is they're even better. They've raised their game even more.
Yeah, they know that this is the business end of the tournament. You snooze, you lose, and you go home on the next flight.
Familiar territory, though, for the Tigers. They played in the quarterfinals before, as we know. Third time. Ken Brown, 9 seconds. Needs to get it back. Jordan is going to go for a shot. He's going to go try and go around. Cartier Diarra flings it out. 3 seconds left to go. Oh, wow! Brown, big time!
Ken Brown in the win over Al Ahly Egypt lit it up from the perimeter, and he continues to shoot the ball well for Fusrabba.
Up to 6 points for him. Is Dent trying to go around? Diarra, that is brilliant! And there was contact from Silla because, well, he's so tall that he's going to touch the rim at one point.
Yeah. That's a nightmare coverage. That's skillful work. For a second there, Deng says, excuse me, sir, let me cook you for a second.
3-point lead. Jordan driving into traffic. Mannion keep holding him at the... Deng keep holding him at bay. And it looks like there's Ndoye who's committed the foul on that occasion, and it will mean that they will get the ball down in the corner. Sideline. Trying to reel in then and chop down that 3-point lead with 26.6 to play.
The timeout looked like it's been called. Your coach Albuzidi calls the timeout, and with 5 team fouls, Cape Town Tigers picking up their 3rd team foul. They definitely want to get an execution here rather than timeout.
The action continues in Kigali, Rwanda. The BK Arena, Mukbil, Cape Town Tigers seem to have a grip on the game, bro.
41-38. You know,
it's
this,
right there.
This is one of those back and forth battles. Cape Town is showing that, look, we are a formidable opponent as well. Mm-hmm. We're not here just to joke around.
This is no holiday thing, bro.
And this right here is a knockout game. Mm-hmm. If FUS the Rabat lose, no matter how many wins they had in the past, it doesn't matter. They're going back home. So they got to find a way, you know, to make it work. As we see, timeouts recently just been called with 26 seconds left in the first half. Man, seems like the teams are coming back on the floor. So we will get back to the arena with 26 seconds left. And we will be back with more analysis at halftime.
You may have picked up from the Fus bench.
Yeah, Fus Rabat wants to continue to play, you know, put pressure on this Cape Town Tigers side. But for this particular possession, they want to see if they can score from long range.
Jordan picks it up. Back out, Brown's hit a 3 from in the corner. He hits another one from downtown.
Shooting the ball fantastically well. That's his 3rd connection from long range, and he is locked in.
9 points for Brown, and 8 seconds to play. We're all level at 41. Is it the Tigers who will get the last word? Den gets it out. There's Mannion, Mannion, Mannion! Hits the 3 in the corner, and that should be the end of this half. Wow, what a wonderful battle we're seeing here between the top-seeded Fooster Abad and Cape Town Tigers.
3rd time lucky. Mannion in the corner finally finds his range, and he gives the Cape Town Tigers a 3-point lead.
Back with the highlights very soon.
Action, action, action is going on in the Kigali, bro.
2 3-pointers. Back to back. Kendrick Brown hits a 3 to tie the game at 41. And then your boy, bang, he said, bang.
Man. What an action-packed game. 44 points to 41. Cape Town Tigers leading, but it's right there, ladies and gentlemen. This game has been a beautiful defensively and towards the end offensively. I don't think you could ask for a better playoff look, bro.
Oh, every single game that we have had the pleasure of, you know, basically doing reporting on has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is giving us that exact same vibe. We are feeling it.
Yeah.
We feel like we're in the BK Arena. At the moment, I believe the BK Arena is about to have a halftime show.
Yes, sir.
Maybe let's tune in and let's listen in a little bit and get a little bit of that vibe.
Fooster Rabat 41, Cape Town Tigers 44. Chris Easy is performing here in Kigali. Halftime show, Basketball Africa League. This is what we've been given for the first half of this battle in the quarterfinals.
It's been a battle indeed. 7 lead changes. It's 11 times we've been tied. These two teams that know each other well. Nadiu Diarra from the Zoita connection. He gets that one up top for 2 of his 11 points in the first half. And the Air Express from Diarra comes down with 2 impressive points. Mohamed Sylla having arguably the best game of his BAL career as he hits 11. And going to work against Nkosinathi Sibanyoni in the low post.
26 points in the paints for the Fooster Rabat, of course, which means that every time that they get a chance, they go through. Alio Diarra, just absolutely sensational.
He is tough cover inside the paint at most, and if they can't get it done on the inside, that man, Ken Brown, who knocks down one of his 3 3-pointers, he gets 3 in a row, catching and shooting from the top of the key. It seems to be his favorite spot, and he's starting to catch a bit of fire. Talking about catching fire, 3rd attempt for Manyang. He gets the shot, and he gets the 3-point lead that the Cape Town Tigers take into halftime.
Yeah, and that lead going into the changes will give them a psychological advantage, I think. But how about Sibanyoni? 12-11, a double-double at halftime.
12-11 and 4.
And 4 assists. It's all good, isn't it? They're the numbers that you want.
So those are fantastic numbers. 14 points for Samkelo Tele. When you look at Sylla and Diarra combining for 22 points and 13 rebounds, they've been monstrous inside the paint. Ken Brown's long-range shooting has chipped in, and I think we are definitely in for a bit of a titanic struggle. Remember, this is win or go home. It is the business end of the Basketball Africa League, and it is a quest for the championship, crowning a new champion here in the 2024 season in BAL 4.
So Al Ahly Libya, they lost twice against Al Ahly Egypt in the Nile Conference, and then they actually beat them in the first quarter final. The Cape Town Tigers lost twice against Fooster Rabat in the Kalahari Conference. I mean, you know, anything's possible here in the BAL as we take a look at some of the halftime stats here. 3 of 9, 3 of 8 for the 3-pointers. All of those have come from Ken Brown. Really impressive. But it's the field goal percentage for Fooster looks really good. But it's Cape Town Tigers who are ahead.
Both teams have been good in their understanding and composure on the floor. The defense hasn't been able to ruffle up anything on the other side. We've seen good control of the basketball. We've seen some good shooting. And it has been a fascinating, well-contested first half.
We love the Basketball Africa League. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
And vibes. Vibes get brought to you by Chris Easy in the BK Arena. We love to see it. And this is another thing that we were talking about earlier, Mike, is that, you know, the vibes have been brought to the Basketball Africa League, whether it's half times, whether it's, you know, pre-games, just having, you know, players and actors and influencers all sitting courtside, giving you the atmosphere, so much excitement, but they're all here for one reason.
For basketball.
44-41, Cape Town Tigers.
Cape
Town Tigers up by 3 to FUS de Rabat. Man, what does or what do the Cape Town Tigers, Mike, have to do in order to get this win and punch their ticket to the next level?
They got to keep the same momentum, man. No matter what, yeah. Don't let your foot off the pedal. The thing is, what's happening is this is a very high-pressure game, right? From the get-go, both teams have been going at each other. Both teams have been playing extremely impressive defense. Mm-hmm. I think in this circumstance, just don't let your foot off the pedal. Make sure that no matter what, you keep the same momentum. And when it starts getting out of reach, if for whatever reason Fuster Rabat is able to turn it around,
yeah.
Call the timeout.
Listen, man. Maybe the team's got to get you in there as an assistant coach, man. Ooh. Maybe, you know, it seems to me like you know the recipe on what they have to do in order to get this done. But realistically speaking, I think to me, the key players on either side have been Aliou Diarra on one side. You know, if he's able to stay out of foul trouble, he's been key for them because he makes everything so much easier mm-hmm. for them. Obviously, Kendrick Brown has knocked down some big threes for them as well.
Been doing his thing.
So collectively, the team is doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Now on this side over here, Cape Town Tigers, Cartier has literally single-handedly shown us what it means to be a point guard, mm-hmm. to be selfless, to get the other team involved. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about Sila right there, right? 11 points, 7 mm-hmm. rebounds, 2 blocks, only in 9 minutes of play.
Oh like, yeah, he's doing his thing. He's balling out. But that's what I mean. You see, when I say you got to keep your foot on the throat because yeah. you have these players who are yeah. killers, bro.
Right, right.
Ken Brown, we've seen him point at that arm time and time again, showing that he got that machine
right,
ready,
right,
bro.
Right, ready to
so
go.
So you got to keep it at breath. Make sure that, A, to begin with, because some of the shots that they've taken have been irresponsible shots. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're keeping it tight, right, is that there are times where they've been forced to take that shot from three and they break and you get the rebound.
Right.
Whatever happens, Cape Town Tigers need to keep pushing them into that.
I definitely agree. I think, yeah, as we're looking at some clips of the players and the team, you know, coming back to the gym, I do notice that, you know, Cartier and Deng both have been pivotal mm-hmm. in their, I'll just say, their handling of the rock, of the yep. ball, you know, to be able to create offense for other players and letting the rest of the players kind of be able to pick their spots mm-hmm. and get open, right? Because we've seen time and time again, Samkelo, you know, when he gets to his pockets, he really can score. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes what happens is he tends to try to take the offense to himself.
Yeah.
And his strongest suit in what we see is his shooting ability.
Yeah.
And, you know, and obviously taking it to the hole as well. This game, he has 14 points, 36% field goals, 0 assists because that's not really what he's doing, but 5 rebounds, and he's 100% from three-point land. So what does that mean to me? What that means to me is, look, if either Cartier or Deng can get him the ball,
let him take it.
He is a highly efficient scorer, mm-hmm. especially if he has an open look as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he also needs to figure out a way to trust the guys mm-hmm. and let them do what they do as point guards
yeah.
to get him and find him in a good spot.
Yeah, you're spot on, man. So just to kind of point out, what's it looking like right now as we get ready to enter into the third quarter or second half of the game, however you choose to see it. As we speak right now, for the Cape Town Tigers, the leading point scorer is Samkelo Cele with 14 points. Right behind him is Nkosinathi Sibanyoni with 12 points. And then we've got our man, Dang, with 9 points. Total rebounds, Nkosinathi Sibanyoni is already sitting on a double-double, huh?
Phenomenal.
11 points by Nkosinathi Sibanyoni, 5 rebounds by Samkelo Cele, and of course, Somu Samthembu with 2 rebounds. Assists, Cartier is doing his thing, as Mukbo mentioned. Cartier, Ducati Diarra, 5 assists, and Nkosinathi Sibanyoni is right behind with 4 assists, and Dio Abok Deng with 2 assists. So that's what it's looking like for the Cape Town Tigers. Now for the ops themselves, with Aliou Diarra, 11 points. He's their leading point scorer. Draw with Mohamed Sila with 11 points. And of course, the shoot man, the assassin, the gunman himself, Kendrick Brown, 9 points just behind. Of those 9 points, I think about 2 of them are 3-pointers.
Yeah, 2 threes, and they came out. It might even be 3
It might
threes.
Be 3-pointers, yeah. right? Yes. Makes yeah. sense. 3-3-3.
There we go.
So he's that's what it's looking like for them. And then total rebounds, Mohamed Sila is just behind. 7 rebounds. Aliou Diarra, 6 rebounds. And, of course, Abderrahim Anaja, 3 rebounds, assists. We've got JJ, Jonathan, Jordan, 5 assists. Abdelazakim Zuita, 4 assists. And Abderrahim Naja with 2 assists. You can see it's a very tight-knit game, keeping it very close. Mokbo, this game has to go all the way. I'm really curious to see what it's going to look like in the fourth quarter. If someone wins, I'm guessing it's going to be because someone let their foot off the pedal in the third quarter.
I would definitely have to agree with you, Mike. I think, to me, the only thing that, you know, really can bury any one of these teams is if they just, for a quick second, allow themselves to have a lapse of, you know,
of judgment.
Whether it's judgment or they just don't really, are not really fully involved on both aspects of the floor, it can get really bad really fast because, as we've seen, both teams are scoring the three ball at a high clip. They're showing us that they're ready to let it fly. Mm-hmm. They are not scared of the three ball. Mm-hmm. When that happens and you got teams like this that know, if I can just put together 2, maybe 3 threes, that's 9
that's
points.
And that's all it takes.
Once I have that lead,
press.
I'm done.
Press.
I'm done. Mm-hmm. Unless you call a timeout after the first or the second one and they get a quick defensive stop, it could be really bad. So we're going to look at this third quarter and see if the Cape Town Tigers can add to this lead or if Foos can come make up that 3-point differential, mm-hmm, and then try to put some things together as well to see how they move forward. But this has already been a fight, man. They say a dog fight.
This is a dog fight.
How many players have we seen on the floor already?
Yeah.
You know, multiple times.
Yes.
Because
yes,
it's not easy for you to come into the paint. Players are defending. They're blocking. They're mm-hmm being physical. This is what basketball is about. So I'm excited for this second half to see who is going to punch their ticket to the next round.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. But that's also another thing that, you know, Jackson and I were talking about throughout all these conferences. And it's leading to this moment where we're talking about the depth, right? You're seeing some players taken off the court, but it's almost like they never were missing. You know what I mean? Like you've got their backups on standby and they're ready to do their thing. Same thing as applied to the Cape Town Tigers. They're all ready to do their thing. So we're getting ready to head back to Kigali, Rwanda. But just before that, of course, as we mentioned, Cape Town Tigers are currently leading. And if they're able to keep their foot on the pedal, they will be punching their tickets all the way to the quarterfinals, which will be really impressive because they would have made it to the quarterfinals with just 2 victories to their name. That is something impressive.
Game stats comparisons. We have Sibenyoni and Aliou Diarra. 12 points for Sibenyoni to 11 points. Both of them really... On the glass, though, Sibenyoni is really working it. 11 rebounds to only 6 for Aliou Diarra. 12 points in the paint for Sibenyoni and 8. And he has 4 assists to go along with that, as well as a higher field goal percentage, 67 to 57. And this is something that we've said before. The talent, the talent, the talent. We cannot repeat it enough. Mm-hmm. Aliou Diarra is a player who played in the NBA Summer League last year, and Sibenyoni is rivaling him in this first half. Mm-hmm. That means there's so much untapped talent that we have not really yet fully discovered, you know, and haven't given them.
And when
them
we do,
he will have an opportunity. So I'm excited to see what Sibenyoni does in this second half as well. I know he would love to be, not only to have these stats with this double-double, but for this double-double to be meaningful for him to assist his team to be able to get this win against a formidable opponent in Foos de Rabat.
Yeah, but that also speaks to some of the situations, right? Because you can imagine if we had a BAL 5 years ago, right?
Right.
Kwasinati Sibenyoni is 25. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's still on the youth, quote-unquote, standpoint, but from a professional athlete standpoint, you're pretty much in your peak. Mm-hmm. If he had this opportunity five years ago, you could only imagine what he'd be doing. Lord knows, he might even have made it to the NBA.
Wow.
So you can only imagine what it'll look like for the next Kwasinati Sibenyoni. Some of these kids 16, 17, 18 that are playing in the BAL, what is it going to look like in the next 5 years for their lives?
Right.
Their lives are going to be very different if they're able to keep the same momentum.
Absolutely. No, that's a great, great perspective to look at it from. It's like, look, the NBA BAL is really doing a phenomenal thing this year, and it is in its 5th season. Mm-hmm. But imagine if it was here 15 years ago.
Oh, Lord.
You know, so it's like, so the beauty
you'd
of
have
it
a
now,
lot more Giannis's, bro.
Absolutely. 100%. I agree with you. So now what we're seeing is, this is the time, and all we can do is just from this point on forward, move forward.
Of course.
So for the youth, the upcoming youth, they have so much more opportunity, and it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, what they can potentially reach with this new opportunity, you know?
Yeah, so just to revisit, of course, the only team so far that has punched its ticket all the way to the quarterfinals is Al Ahly Libya. The defending champions, Al Ahly Egypt, or Al Ahly Sports Club Egypt, have packed their bags and they're on their way out to Cairo. They're not even going to make it to compete for the loser's spot, which would be, the, I guess, the third best playoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up, as we speak, FUS Rabat and Cape Town Tigers are currently playing. The winner will punch their ticket to the quarterfinals, which would be play on May 29.
Semis.
Semis. Right.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the 27th, we're going to see AS Douane taking on Petro de Luanda. Now, Petro de Luanda, another veteran team that has played in, I'd say, all
every
BALs.
Single season of
so,
BAL.
And of those, I think they made it to the playoffs all seasons.
Yes, and they made it to the finals
once. Yes,
yes,
once.
Yep.
So Petro de Luanda up there, another veteran team that's out there. Probably the only, probably aside from Cape Town Tigers, the only team that has played in all four seasons.
And Monastir as well.
And Monastir, yes.
Yes.
Because in Egypt, for example, we had Zamalek play in the first season, and then we had, you know. So they're out there doing their thing. U.S. Monastir, speaking of them, they're also up for a spot. They're playing on May 29 against Rivers Hoopers, Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers. So those are what it looks like as we speak. The score is 44-41. Cape Town Tigers, if they keep this momentum, they'll be punching their way. If they lose, we're going to see FUS Rabat. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, let's head back to BK Arena.
And almost picking up a pass there in the passing lane, Dieu Deng.
There is one of the players who's starting for FUS Rabat. 3 seconds, got to go for the shot. Jordan on the edge. Oh, it's just coming off the metal. Who's picked it up? Well, it's Cartier Diarra going around. Diarra. Up it goes! Oh my, that is sensational from Cartier Diarra.
But he's been trying to distribute the ball in the past, but he is also a capable scorer, and he gets the bucket to four. He goes right into the chest of that man, Ken Brown, and he floats it up over Silla, count the bucket, hit to the line.
And you see that the wings that were coming in towards him were very close, of course, from Silla, and he just manages to deal and deliver, and a chance for them to extend their lead. They've got a 5-point lead, can make it 6 here.
And of course, that free throw line is where the Cape Town Tigers need to do a little bit better. That's 10 of 19 for them, and force another turnover.
Yeah, and this is, you know, the start of the second half, super important, and flying out. I think Tigers managed to maneuver and engineer some good pressure on FUS Rabat. And right from the start. Sorry, Asha,
yeah,
come out.
That's exactly what Coach Ngwenya wanted, Cartier to put pressure on Ken Brown. It's a matchup that we've been seeing since the beginning of the game. The two players are more likely the same, but Cartier right now with the good rhythm in this third quarter so far.
Yeah, then they get possession back. Ken Brown getting the last touch. Diarra has it. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Sankelo has a shot that doesn't fall. Oh, Sibanioni, look at that. The tussle, the hassle and the hustle. And it's finally picked up there by Ben Mahin. He's locked in. No space to do anything. This is Bayeri. Flings it back in for Silla. Comes back out. Who's got it? Picked up there by Sam Keller.
But you see the extra passes. They got a good look inside. They just don't get the finish on that possession.
Sam Keller step back. Goes for two. Oh, how pretty was that?
Going downhill, he pulls back just a little bit. Gets to the top of the key for a comfortable wide open jump shot.
And that is 16 points for Samkelo Tele, which is exactly the number of points he had in their last game against Al Ahly Libya on Friday.
Knowledge is key, Asha.
Knowledge is key, and power, maybe.
Bayeri goes up for a fullback two. And great work there by Silla. Second attempt. Yeah, there's a bit of contact as he goes down. Aliou Diarra.
That's why this combination is so dangerous. If there is a miss, they will be likely to chase it down. You'll see the hard work on the inside. It's a tough cover for both Ndoye and Sibanyoni. They're working hard, they're hustling and bustling, but the foul is called.
There's a lot of contact between those players in the paint on that occasion. Sibanyoni got one foul. And Zuita's picked up three fouls, by the way, so he's the only player on the in this game who's got three fouls. Bayeri goes off, Zuita will come back on it.
Diarra's 3 of 7 now from the free throw line in this contest.
Diarra gets the second. 42-49.
Still a bit down on his free throw percentage in terms of the...
Katia Diarra down in the corner.
Conference play.
Deng. Sibanyoni. Opportunity. Ndoye flings it back out. Diarra. Diarra cuts in. Can he get the ball back? And Ndoye, well, he gets a chance. There's another queuing up to try and get their hands on it. That's good work from Sibanyoni. Shot clock is down to zero. And it will be Fuster about to regain possession. That was from Fuster about just not allowing any of their players, despite the fact that Diarra was there, despite the fact that we also had Sibanyoni.
The Cleveland Tigers have a real opportunity on a stop here to go up and above and extend their lead. There's a lot of pressure on both teams here. Now I think there's going to be a coach's challenge on the shot clock violation call.
I mean, it's a good call. Foster Gwenya obviously is the coach who's called this because he wants to find out whether or not they had the 14, they get the 14 back or not.
He will challenge that. We've seen the coach's challenge being utilized quite a lot throughout conference play, and we've seen successful ones. We saw an unsuccessful one a little bit earlier from Coach Kyodani.
Pat O'Connell just confirmed the crew chief of the officials here tonight that it will not be challenged. It's not something that is legally possible. Legally.
Are you going into legalities, are you, Sherry?
No, according to the FIBA rules, of course.
Thank you. She's probably a lawyer in a, you know, a part-time lawyer in her spare time.
In my sad life.
Yeah, you've got to study, you know. Oh, look at that. Knock it down, Brown for three. That is just sensational. He is just on fire, up to 12, and another three-pointer.
Yeah. Knock it down, Brown. That's exactly what he's been doing. Red-hot shooting from Ken Brown.
Good touch there, but they can't regain possession there. Ndoye looking, loses his glasses. Oh, loss of possession. They get the ball back. There's a long shot. Oh, wow! Ben Mahid for three. Back-to-back threes.
And that's going to bring a timeout. A couple of big banks here for Fusrabat, and they storm right back into this one. Ben Mahid on the back of the shot from Ken Brown, and it's a one-point game.
Tigers lead by one. Take a breath.
One-point game, ladies and gentlemen. 49-48, Cape Town Tigers. This is a really, really... Ain't nobody letting off, bro.
Great timeout by the Cape Town Tigers after allowing two back-to-back three-pointers to allow Foos to get back in the game. You got to call a timeout to stop this momentum. You know, 2 3-pointers is already bad, but only thing worse than 2 3-pointers is 3 3-pointers.
Yeah, man, this is a really tight game. Once again, I like how I think everything is coming together for both teams, right? The coaching staff is using their timeouts as effectively as possible. I love the fact that the minute they see that, okay, this might get out of hand, you call the timeout. Stop the momentum immediately. and restructure and restart it. So I think both teams are using it, you know, very effectively. We haven't seen as many fouls lately, so that's another positive thing. You can tell that players are balling out and everybody's doing their thing. Samgelokele is still punching up his weight, 16 points with 6 rebounds. Nkosinathi Sibanyoni is at 12, so 12 points, 12 rebounds. Jesus, this guy's balling out. Assists, Kadie Dugadi Diarra is 5 assists, but he seems to have been silent so far in the third quarter. Let's see if he, you know, if he's able to revive it and redo his thing.
Right, we shall see, and that's the beauty of this game. Somebody may have it going for the first half, but, you know, that's why it's a team game. You need the rest of the team to pick up the slack.
Yep.
When I'm not going, I need you guys
you
to
need
go.
Someone else to be there.
Right, right, right. So we shall see, but this is a very tight game, and these are the type of games that we love to see. Let's get back to the BK Arena.
We got a 1-point lead for the Tigers. Brewster Abbott with back-to-back threes to chop down that lead. And we are just 16 minutes away from one of these teams leaving the Basketball Africa League season in season 4. But we got the top-ranked, top-seeded team against the lowest-ranked team. Diarra can't believe it, it goes against him.
Apparently he goes down to ground.
Well, away from offensive foul from Cartier, Coach Ngwenya wants the Cape Town Tigers to continue attacking the paint. They scored 20 of their points in the first two quarters from attacking the paint, and he wants them to not change a winning formula.
Yeah, and we need to see a little bit more of that. Sam Kello hasn't had the chance to get that ball and just go on one of those wonderful drives, but they need to get fast break points as well, which is something that they did before. Silla going for 2. That is brilliant from him. And he moves up to, 15 points now? 13, sorry.
But that's another great pass from that man, Zorita. He picks up his 6th assist, and he just has the knack of finding the bigs around him inside the paint.
28 points in the paint, and Brewster Abbott move ahead by a point. Oh, loss of possession here. Ben Mahin picks it up. Opportunity knocks. Diarra, Oh, look at that from Diarra. Cartier Diarra gets the ball out of the hands of the Malian magician.
That is unreal hands and awareness. He's able to come around the body
around the
of Diarra.
He came round the back. How can you see that?
Unreal.
It is actually a Diarra affair there. Aliou Diarra, Cartier Diarra, Malians showcasing their best here at the BAL.
Wow. That was just
that is championship winning defense.
It is. It definitely is. I think it's the coach's challenge here, because they can challenge that to find out who got the last touch. So of course it is going to be Saeed El Bouzidi to check that, because well, it could result in something else.
It could result in them just picking up possession.
It's just a possession. Yes. No, it's actually, it is Aliou Diarra who touches the ball at the end.
I guess that's what it looked like, and it looked like
comes back off his wrist, I think. What brilliant play defensively there from Cartier Diarra. Just 4 points today, but, you know, just how he's floor managed has been pretty impressive.
Setting up the offense, controlling the tempo, trying to make the extra pass. It's not been all about point production. He has played a role in terms of just leadership on the floor, and he needs to stay on the floor for the Tigers, because he is a floor general of the highest quality.
But they've been very disciplined as well. Sorry, Asha, coming over to you.
Well, the decision has been made, and it stays Cape Town ball.
Yeah, just as we thought from seeing the replay. Thank you, Asha. So it will be Manyang in possession. They'll be coming up and trying to set up the Tigers and get them back into the lead. But Brewster Abbott will try and defend ferociously, as per usual. Sam Kello. Sibanyoni goes up. Oh, it's been swatted away. He gets another chance. Oh, it's swatted away again.
It's hard living inside the paint against two really athletic defenders.
Ben Mahiden. Picks up by Sivanioni, makes it safe at the back. Deng. Sam Kello, look at that for a spin, does really well. Flies it back out, Deng for three. And it's been made safe by Aliou Diarra this time.
Yeah, they did a good job of getting an open look for Deng. He just can't knock open or knock down that wide open shot.
Five. Oh, it's flung back. Oh, he does really well, Aliou Diarra. Oh, it's gone over the top of Silla, who normally would easily catch anything, any at any height in the sky.
And the reaction from Ben Mahin, who was wide open to the left, is even more priceless. And that's sometimes the decision-making. Aliou Diarra trying to find the closer range shot. The long-range sniper was asking for the ball on the outside, and the turnover is what makes it more frustrating.
There's a little bit of nervous tension in the air, Usher, I get the impression.
It is very nervous, but it was actually kudos to Coach Wenya there, who asked the guards to put pressure on the ball, and it survived.
Oh, 3 points for Deng. He moves up to 12.
He is a streaky shooter. If he gets it going, beware. He'll come down and knock down a couple more.
Ben Mahina back out. Ken Brown. Brown cuts in, gets it out wide. Sweeter picks it up, trying to go past Sam Kello. Oh, there's traffic there. There's traffic. Oh, he does so well, Silla. That's a scoring touch there. Up to 15 he goes, and leading the boards once again.
It's his athleticism. His length is able to just get up and over the defense and finish his close range.
21 of 47, 19 of 48. 45%. Deng goes again. It doesn't fall. It's been safely rebounded, picked up by Silla. Silla gets it out wide. That's nicely done. Great delivery. Look at that assist there into the hands of the ever dangerous Ben Mahin.
And again, you're seeing the use of a 2-3 zone effectively here. The foul and the contact there on the side, but the missed shot allows transition opportunity, and it's an easy finish for Ben Mahin. Now, if you live or die by the shot against the zone, these are the kind of weaknesses and opportunities you give up as they go up and inside there, Pusrabat.
54-52, Sam Kello makes way, and on will come Mofokeng. Dylan Whitbread as well, lots of changes. Sweeter goes off, and we can also see Ayoub Nuhi. Four fouls for Zuita, and that's the reason why he's gone to the bench, Usher, which is an issue because he's one of the starting five players for Fus.
Of course, it's a great scouting report there for the Cape Town Tigers. They know Zuita is very dangerous in the paint. He also gives them great size there. So to take him out this early in the third quarter is important for the Tigers.
Listen, that's great work from Sivanioni just to fight for that rebound. He gets hold of it and then he gets fouled.
So he's playing with some poise, patience and aggression, and picking the right moments to utilize any one of those three traits. He fakes Silla, gets him in the air, and he draws the foul.
It is his 14th rebound here. And what a night for the birthday boy who celebrated on Friday.
Second foul for Silla on that occasion. Yeah, it's, well, the birthday celebrations could potentially come. This is double-double, four assists, 15 rebounds now in 12 points. It will come if they can get through this encounter, I think, right?
I think it will come if that happens, but we got so much basketball to get through.
Back to the free throw line. Sivanioni looking to try and extend that 12-point tally.
They misses both, and they go under 50% from the free throw line. The Cape Town Tigers
could have drawn level. Now it's up to Fuster Rabat. Ken Brown with the hot hands. Gets it into Aliou Diarra. Diarra goes high. Little flick, little attempt. Silla. Oh, my word, that's great defensive play. They get the ball back, though, Ben Mahin. Shot clock down to 7 seconds. And Mofokeng will pick up the foul on that occasion.
The fourth team foul. Their first foul from Mofokeng, trying to get into the space of Ben Mahin.
Possession back in the hands of Ken Brown. Aliou Diarra. Malian marvellous Malian magician. Ken Brown finds his space. Nui down into the corner. There's a long shot going in. Oh! That is just incredible. And that's a four-point play, it looks like, potentially.
You see, when the ball moves for Busrabat, they find the shot in the corner, into the body, goes with Red. And maybe a little bit of extra selling, but the referees are bored to the sale. And that's a big shot, nonetheless, from Ben Mahini. Goes up to 10 points.
And a five-point lead for Busrabat. 3:14 left in the third. They got a chance to extend that as well by an extra point here.
You see the work there and the battle on the boards between two athletes. Silla and Sibanioni gets the block.
The snapping crocodiles trying to get their hands on the ball. It's wonderful to see.
Twisted turtles.
Love it. Diarra. Whitbread back out. Diarra flinging it out. Manyang. Mofokeng goes up. Off the glass, Sibanioni rebounds again. Dylan Whitbread, an opportunity. It's just, there's a chance to get. Manyang does really well. Shot clock back to 14. Diarra for three. Oh, he loves it. The bazooka firing. Cartier Diarra.
That is some excellent hustle again. They reward themselves. They get the opportunity for an open three, and Cartier Diarra knocks it down.
But a lot of the work comes from Sibanioni in the paint, getting the rebounds. His rebound count is ridiculous. Ken Brown, he does it. Not on this occasion, though. 12 points, couldn't extend.
17 rebounds now for Sibanioni.
Back out. Manyang for three! Wow! This is sensational long-range shooting from the Tigers.
Well, that time, Manyang says it with his chest, and he knocks down a very big-time shot. Cool under pressure.
Move ahead by one. Ken Brown. Silla. Outside, they're looking very strong, very dynamic. Cape Town Tigers. Nui looking to help Busrabat try and get some points, and they do. That's a good charge through the paint there from Nui.
That is a fantastic drive. He'll pick this moment. Nothing the defense could do. When he turned on the afterburners, he made it look easy.
And a back ahead, the leap changes once again. This tussle is just incredible. Cartier Diarra doesn't go for the points. Manyang just has it come back off the metal, made safe by Ben Mahin.
If that pass had gone directly to head, it might have been a little bit more interesting. He had to collect, and the contest came out, forcing the miss.
Keeping an eye on the battle of the bigs in the paint. Ben Mahin loses possession. Now it's three against one. Surely this is going to be Manyang. Oh, wow. Foul, and that's Whitbread goes up there. The three-pronged trident going for the kill on that occasion, but they couldn't manage to get the points, but there is contact.
He tries to hang in the air and almost call the contact. I think the foul comes in there on Ben Mahin on the offensive rebound there for Dylan Whitbread.
Whitbread claiming that he should have shots, but it's going to be from the sideline. Only got three team fouls as we see Brown there on the bench.
He'll get just a bit of a breather, just a minute out. He'll probably be right back in the fourth quarter.
Usher, do you need a breather?
No, absolutely. Do you need one?
No, I'm good. Fired up, ready to rock. Here we go, Diarra down, out wide. Sankello back on, they probably need him. Whitbread down into the corner, Manyang puts in three from the corner, big time.
He comes to life now. Manyang connects another three from the corner. It's an important shot, gives them a two-point lead.
Double figures for Manyang, the fourth player to hit double figures. He's up to 11 points now, the player from South Sudan.
Yeah, he had 20 points on 5 of 7 from long range against Metro de Luanda in that win. And when he gets it going, you get the feeling that he's the difficult man to stop.
2-point lead for the Tigers, 47.5 left in the third. Look at that, Silla's up to 15 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. And Nui goes up, get out of there! That is a big statement from Ndoye. What's happening? It's all happening. It's madness here, I love it.
Block party right there as Ndoye gets into the body of that man Nui, and get that out of here.
Ndoye providing that defensive cover for the Cape Town Tigers has been massive today in that paint.
Here we go, shot clock down to three. Got to get the shot in. Not getting the shot in. It's Sam Keller who takes it up. Opportunity here. Is he going to turn, spin, go and do his stuff? Oh, my! Sam Keller! Magic!
Going downhill. He has so many options in that bag of tricks, and he finishes with the right hand.
Four-point lead. Fuster-Robert Jordan here. Azuga's come on. Hasn't had much time on the floor today. Jordan in possession. Being clamped. 4 seconds to go. Needs to get a shot in. Oh, they're not going to get the shot in. It does go up. It doesn't go in, though. 4 points it is. Tigers lead going into the fourth quarter. What a fast, furious battle between these two teams from opposite ends of the African continent we have here today. We will take a break and a breather.
And that's the end of the third quarter. 63-59, 4 point lead for the Cape Town Tigers. Can they keep the pressure?
That's the question. It's coming down to the last quarter. They need to keep the same momentum. Now, the beautiful part is they seem to have been able to do so. Samuel Lucele has been doing a couple of selfish moves here and there, but they've worked out. Cartier is keeping the same momentum.
You see, now you got to have the balance. You got the selfless and the selfish.
And the selfish.
It's all right. It's cool.
Deng's banking everywhere.
Yeah.
He's going to every ATM and just cashing out, bro.
Oh, my goodness, man. Listen, this team is really starting to click on all cylinders. It couldn't have come at the better time.
Yeah.
You know? What a game. But Foos, you know they're not going to just lay down.
No, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy.
4 points. For what we've seen these teams both come back from 6-7 point deficits and flip it on its head.
Yes.
So this is a consistent theme for this game. Punch for punch, blow for blow.
Yes.
Man, this fourth quarter, 10 minutes till you can punch your ticket to the semis. You got to lay it all out, put everything out there. Who is the deciding who do you think is the player for either side that will be the X factor?
I think it's coming down to Aliyu Diarra and for Cape Town Tigers, it's very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because Samgelo's banking everything.
Right.
But he can't do it without Cartier.
Mm-hmm.
Cartier has been the X factor in terms of knowing how to pull people so you can feed him the ball or pull people so that he's free.
Right.
Without him, the interesting part is you also have Deng, who's doing something similar.
Yeah.
But it's coming down to, depending on how you look at it, it's coming down to either Aliyu Diarra and Cartier or Mohamed Sela and Samuel Okwara.
Wow. Four players that we will be watching carefully as the fourth quarter tips off. Let's go back to the BK Arena.
Final 10. Opportunity to try and get points. And Joy comes to the fall. That's his second bucket that he scored today.
Mid-range game has shown up. Ndoye, he's got a high efficiency when it comes to making some of those shots.
And he's going to try and keep an eye on that man, Aliyu Diarra. Jordan going down into the corner. Brown swings it out. Here he is. Loads of time to try and get a shot in. Ndoye picks it up, and there's a tangled mess there between Manyang and Aliyu Diarra. And Manyang might pick up his third foul. Usher.
Yes.
We love to hear from you. You tell us so many different stories and things. It's great.
Well, I can tell you who is not in the mood for stories right now. Coach Said El Bouzidi is not amused that the Cape Town Tigers have been able to pick up 18 offensive rebounds. He thinks that his team need to box out, and with Zwita back on the floor, that gives him some size to match up against Ndoye, who is also dealing with Aliyu Diarra in that paint.
Not an easy job, right?
Not an easy job. Maybe for Q.
Q, he would love to get back on the floor, wouldn't he?
I told
come
you.
Come on, Q. I've come retired. Out of retirement. Come out of retirement, Q.
Come on, Q.
Everybody wants it.
Everyone in South Africa.
I've retired. 33.6 rebounds is what the Cape Town Tigers averaged I told you, as the last place team in the Sahara Conference, in the BAL, in terms of their rebounding. And here they are already up at 36. They've done a fantastic job on the boards in this quarterfinal.
I'm going to put a lid on my chuckling. Finished. Diarra out wide. Manyang. Manyang flings it back out. Deng. Deng's got 12 points, but putting in a good shift. Is Diarra charging right through? Unable to get that. It's Ndoye who's battling for it. They don't manage to score. Tigers with a 5-point lead. Is flung back. Diarra! Dead it! Big dive! Woo!
Man! That's just showtime. Wow.
That is Air Aliou Diarra.
Bring it on. 14 points. We are loving it. 3-point lead. Deng in possession. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Needs to always be knocked over there. There's contact, I think. Look at this. Just look at it. Again, you talk about Zurita's assist. He just puts it in the right place. Boom.
Bam.
Smash. Well, Diarra comes away with the possession. Diarra losing it down there. And these are the moments that you really got to be super meticulous. Detail now in the fourth quarter is going to be very important. Brown. Brown. Zurita. Tries to go around Manyang. That's done really well, Aliou Diarra, but it's been pinched. Or has it? Or has it? Look at that. Cartier Diarra.
Jump or call. Possession arrow is on the side of Fus Rabat.
Well, there's Sibanioni is very much ready to come back on. He wants to get back on and continue, you know, his job, which he obviously feels is not completed. But good hustling there from Diarra.
It's these 50-50 plays, getting the bodies on the floor. There are no excuses now for both teams. Your body on the line, you're going to have to do whatever it takes to pick up a win as far as both of these teams are concerned.
There's been a change on the floor as Sibanioni comes back onto the court, replacing Manyang.
Manyang, 11 points. Well, there's a foul. It's an offensive foul by Jordan on Deng.
They had to make a call. They had to figure it out. And Deng went to ground. The call might have come a little bit late. And that is why you see some contestation here from Jordan. But that was a strong move from Jordan. And he picks up a foul. It's his first. Bundles right through Deng.
Here he is. To your deck. Looking for options, looking for players, looking for movement. Shot clock down to 8. Oh, nearly in. An opportunity. Sibanioni steps out of bounds.
He did amazingly well to pick up that rebound once again, Sibanioni, but you know, indecisive, and that's sometimes what aggression is good for. You don't think too much. As the second he hesitated was the second the turnover happened on the floor.
It's a very frail environment at this moment in the game. A couple of plays that haven't resulted in points. You know, it's who's going to take their chances now moment.
Nervy it is for both teams.
Zurita tries to roll off Sibanioni, and Sibanioni moves into Zurita. He'll pick up his second foul.
Zurita is very skillful. He uses his array of footwork, his understanding of the game, and is deceptively quick. You see how quickly he gets rubbed by Sibanioni, who's still contesting the foul inside there, but the experience. So Zurita, with 7 points, will head to the free throw line.
Perfectly executed the first. 2 points behind. Actually, you see the faces of the coaches a little bit closer from your side of the floor, but you know, it's very
very tense.
It is very tense, but both coaches, Ngwenya and El Bouzidi, are calm coaches. They don't like to, you know, put pressure on the players. They absorb it.
Diarra dumps in a three.
Right, he has something to say after that make. He gets a lot of time and space, and that is cool as a cucumber, as they say.
And he's the fifth player in this Tigers team into double figures. Diarra gets rid of Sam Kello, tries to find some space. He's just so strong.
Masterful work from Diarra. Now the turnover.
Well, they pick the ball up, Sam Kello. The tussle is. There's an opportunity here. But Deng's down on the ground. The referee blows the whistle. Let's hope that that right shoulder is okay. He's not in a great place. Let's hope it's not dislocated. That is super painful if it is, but he fell awkwardly.
Yeah, it's from that previous fall next to the Fus Rabat bench. He kind of held onto his right shoulder, but he kept on playing.
And another look at that long-range precision Cartier Diarra style.
And this is oh yeah, you can see that Jordan does collapse on top of him, so there's the weight of him in an awkward position with his arm.
Yeah, a legal contest for the ball. It's a 50-50 situation, and he comes out worse for wear. Deng hasn't been able to move, and looks like they're going to stretcher him out of here.
Got the BAL doctors come on to check along with the medics. And it'll just give the teams a little bit of time to talk with their coaches and work out the game plan. More importantly, let's hope that Yedeng is okay, because the last thing you want is a...
Comes down hard on the shoulder.
Yeah, it just gets crushed a little bit by that leg of Jordan, who's obviously, you know, a very fit young man, isn't he? You know, full of muscle, so you've got pressure coming down.
Yeah, a lot of weight on their shoulder. Eliu Diarra, 16 points, 13 rebounds, two bigs of Fus Rabat. Yak Mohamed Silla, 15 and 10 on 7 of 13 shooting. Nkosinathi Sibanyoni, 12 points, 19 rebounds and 6 of 11. Hasn't been able to make an additional assist, but a great performance. Cartier Diarra, 10 points, 8 assists. And there is still a little bit to write in the chapter of this battle between Fus Rabat and the Cape Town Tigers.
You know, we haven't really seen any big leads. You know, the biggest lead was at 8 points for the Cape Town Tigers, just 5 for Fus Rabat. So it has been a very, very close encounter of the African kind.
This is a nervy moment for Cape Town. They do need the presence of Deng on the floor, both for his speed, just to get up and up the floor, and his defensive ability as well. That athleticism can get you a couple of steals like it did. No one really likes to see players leave the floor in this way. 8 of 19 for the Tigers from the three-point line. They shot the ball well. They've thought about where and how they get the shots up. 6 of 16 for Fus Rabat. It's plus one to the Cape Town Tigers on the rebounding battle. And Fus Rabat shooting the ball just a little bit better and sharing the ball a little bit better. However, the Tigers hold a two-point lead.
Usher, we're going to come over to you because you can obviously, you know, feel the concern on the Cape Town Tigers bench and you know, what they're going through, because, yeah, they're in the lead. They got a two-point lead. They're losing one of their key players. They're in a situation which is, you know, kind of, you know, delicate. We'll come to you in a second. We're just going to look at Diarra and Sibanyoni, the numbers that have come up onto the screen there. Both outstanding today.
They were both outstanding so far, and they definitely have some work to do a little bit more with the 6:54 remaining.
Deng being stretched off. So, Usher, yeah, sorry about that. We're coming over to you now.
Well, of course, there's concern for the Cape Town Tigers. It's the last quarter. He's one of their most important players, especially from the backcourt side. Now they only have Cartier as the only ball-carrying player that can manage this game. But Deng just giving a thumbs up to the fans who have showed a bit of support. Of course, now the Cape Town Tigers will have to continue to, you know, ask questions of this FUS Rabat team and Samkelo, perhaps, who was playing almost in a third position as a small guard, will try to help Cartier.
Super important, right? 2-point lead there, Cape Town Tigers. How can they deal with this? Diarra will have to play basically the rest of the game. He's only on two fouls, so if he can keep up what he's doing, then, you know, they'll be in a pretty good place. Here's Samkelo going up high with 2 points. How about that for a score?
That is strong take. That is under duress. And he makes a very tough shot there, Kyle.
Ken Brown in possession. Jordan asks for it, gets it. Zuita's back on with his four fouls, of course. Swung back out, Jordan. Goes on a little bit of a wander. He's trying to get his 2 points. It's been made safe. Sibanioni with the rebound. Oh, look at that for a spin from Diarra. Showboating big time. No, don't do it! How about that? That is absolutely unbelievable. Come on. Oh, my word.
Wow.
Come on. Twisting and turning. That double spin cycle and the finish there from Sibanioni.
That was tornado activity from the Cape Town Tigers, who move 6 points clear. We're going to take a break.
Mukbo, 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 Mukbo. How many times I got to say your name for you to steal
Hey, the spin cycle. Listen, I have not seen so many spins in a game.
They were dancing, bro. It's like a tango.
It seems that way, but you can spin by yourself. You don't need someone else to spin with you.
So update, ladies and gentlemen, the current score as we speak. 72 to Cape Town Tigers, who's there about 66. That gap is slowly opening, but not so far that it's out of the game. As we speak, Bogdang, he's now out of the game. He looks like he was injured. But they brought on Nkosinathi Sibanyoni, so we have both Nkosinathi Sibanyoni and Samkelo Cele on the court. As we speak, Nkosinathi Sibanyoni, double. 20 rebounds.
Big double.
14 points. He also has 4 assists. Samkelo Cele is also another one pulling his weight. 20 points. He was part of that, you know, that dishwashing you were talking about.
The spin cycle. Talk to me about Cartier Ducati Diarra. That's what I want to hear.
He's playing big time, bro. He's playing big time. 8 assists to his name. He's the one who literally is feeding Samkelo.
Right.
Samkelo is literally like, you know, when a baby bird just opens its mouth and
I'm here.
I'm here. he's had his moments where he took the ball and did his thing.
Right.
But predominantly, a lot of his points are being fed by Cartier Ducati Diarra.
Right.
As I mentioned earlier on, he's part of those players that I can say are the X factor.
Yeah.
With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're back at the BK Arena, so let's head back.
Nui. Brown. Brown hits threes from all over the place. Downtown, uptown, everywhere around town. That pass is not good. Nui can't get his hands on it. Tigers pick up possession.
The Tigers ramp up the defensive intensity and pressure on that possession, and it results in a turnover.
And that's exactly what Coach Guenya was talking about in that timeout. He wants them to continue to put pressure on the ball for FUS Rabat, and that turnover gets them this possession.
Diarra flings it out. Manyang for three. Oh, rebound picked up there by Ben Mahim. Ben Mahim racing into Tigers territory. Zuita through the middle. Zuita! Oh, Diarra! Puts it down, drains the big score.
Right, he's like the rim cleaner. He just gets the ball and he makes sure that on any miss, there's an opportunity for an additional score.
We are stargazing.
100%.
Samkelo. Oh, look at that. The attempt. Oh, it's a good rebound. Diarra couldn't contend with Sibanioni on the second rebound.
Well, he contended. He got the block, but Sibanioni stayed with the play, and he gets a second chance opportunity. Diarra goes down to ground. 20 Sibanioni rebounds. You look at the skill here from Zuita. He tried to manufacture the shot, but who's there? None other than that man, Diarra.
Diarra up to 18 points. But Samkelo, 20 points. And I don't know if this is crime. I don't know. This is an issue. Aliou Diarra gets up gingerly. Silla's about to come back on, but do you think it's cramp or something like that? I mean, he's so athletic that there must be something happening.
There's no way that you get him off this floor, I don't believe. So it could be a case of cramp. You hope it's not anything else, and he'll have that seen to right there from his physio team.
So you can see, yeah, it's cramp. They're just pushing down because the muscles are just, yeah, they're cramping up a little bit because of all of the dynamic aerial activity. I mean, you know, come on. Identified flying objects have been seen here today.
Like a trapeze artist.
Usher's probably been a trapeze artist in one of her former lives that she's led.
You are absolutely spot on.
was that before you became a lawyer or after you became a doctor?
That was before I became a lawyer.
How many passports did you have then?
Well, maybe a little over 50.
Here we go, Diarra in possession, 6-point lead, 4:56. It's game time, show time, money time. It's time. Sam Kello goes up off the rim, picked up who by Sibanioli, swatted away by Zuita. They go up again. Well, Sibanioli tries to get his hands on that, Silla.
I'll tell you what, Sibanioli has been masterful. He gets blocked there, and they call that 21 rebounds. He had 21 rebounds in the road to the BAL playing against Koskin. This is a new high for him.
16 points, 21 rebounds. Nui. Ken Brown.
The record, I think, is 22 rebounds.
Oh, it's been interception. Intercepted. Picked up Manyang. Oh, there's a chance. And there is foul on Manyang. You go straight to the free throw line. And that will be the second foul for Fuster Abbat. But just important moment for the Tigers.
I've loved the aggression of Manyang. He's been intentful. He hasn't just settled for the outside shot as we've seen him play throughout conference play. He's actually been attacking the rim with intent, and he hasn't been able to finish sometimes, but he has picked up fouls, and it gets him to the charity stripe.
He is 100% on the free throw line today, 2 for 2. But now the big question is, can he shoot that under pressure?
What I like about the Tigers is they've used every single player that they have. The resources have been exploited. And, of course, everybody's had the chance to get a breather. Not the same scenario for Fuster Abbat, two players who haven't really, who haven't come onto the floor today. As we see that man, Diarra, having those legs, you know, just tightened and then shaken and massaged to try and get rid of the lactic acid, trying to release the cramps, of course, not easy.
They're going to need him on the floor down the stretch.
4:19 and an 8-point lead here for the Cape Town Tigers. Ken Brown in possession. Zuita, deafening sound here in the BK Arena here in Kigali. This is showtime, big time. Here we go, there's Silla going up, goes back over the top. Oh, wonderfully done by Nadja.
That's an important make. It's a high pressure situation, and they get a second chance opportunity.
Diarra. Sam Kello looking for possession. Diarra tries to get it back out. That's nicely done. Sibanioli back out. Ndoye. It's a shot for two. Oh, there's contact. Nadja takes down Sibanioli, and he'll go straight to the free throw line.
Well, that takes him to tie the BAL record with that 22nd rebound. Martin Kirkir, the only other player to do that. He picks up the foul, more importantly. And they will keep possession on the baseline. He hasn't gotten up from the contact situation.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, it's the most rebounds in a game is Mayan Kia Cobra Sports. It was against Zamalek, and that was April 2022. So history, record-breaking performance here, outing, call it what you like, Sibanioli.
It just shows you how much work you have to put in when you play against Aliou Diarra on the front court and how active you have to be. He has really shown out, and the board man has gotten some boards in this one, but there's still 3 minutes and 35 seconds left. A lot of basketball to be played.
Yeah, Flush Ngwenya has the experience, of course, and he knows how to manage those final moments, of course, and he'll be just pouring in that knowledge to say, guys, we really need to, you know, have leaders out here. We have to be disciplined, but we have to be smart, and we have to know you know how to play these moments.
But he's made some history. The first Serbian coach to beat in that golden team in terms of Petro de Luanda. He continues to try and pioneer in that coaching space. And you have a look at the work here. The double spin cycle. My, this was some masterful work from Sibanyoni and Diarra. And that almost looked like a ballet. A little piece of ballet between the two individuals.
I think we can call it, you know, Tiger's Tornado. Because that was like, wow. The wow factor was there, Usher.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think about what goes into preparing for these games, you've seen the Cape Town Tigers. They had to get back into it after losing to Al Ahli Libya. It's taken so much to get them to this fighting spirit, but they've done an amazing job.
Eight of 15 from the field. It's been a masterful performance so far from Kosinati Sibanyoni.
Here we go. Ndoye. Sam Kello trying to get around. Goes high. Well, it's been tapped there by Zuita. Gets it over the top. He goes himself. It's been picked up. And there is contact. He's, let's hope that Zuita's okay. He went down quite hard.
Well, I think they may be a case here for scaling this up. The referees may review, and what's going to be important here is to determine if Sam Kello Tele made a legitimate attempt at the basketball. And what is amplifying it is the fact that Zuita has not gotten up as he goes to ground hard.
Well, the fact that the team doctor of FUS Rabat came onto the court, Zuita will have to take a break.
And the score is 76-70. Cape Town Tigers still leading FUS Rabat. About 3 minutes, 24 seconds left on the clock before the game concludes. Mokbil, it's looking tough. 6 points, Cape Town Tigers, but FUS Rabat not letting go there.
Yeah, it seems to me like I believe Kendrick Brown will be taking free throws on behalf of Zueta, I think, had to get checked out by the team doctor. Foul was committed by Sam Kello. So we will see if this is...
Misses both
free throws. Gets the rebound. They get the rebound back.
And Zueta's back on the court.
In a moment like this, with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, to miss two free throws.
Cannot be
really
a thing.
You can't do it. One for two maybe, but both? Mm-hmm. Coach had to get him out.
With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get back to the game.
Manyang, 3:20 to go. It's a 6-point lead. Sam Kello has been outstanding today. A lot of great players who have really stood out from the crowd today, but they haven't got Aliou Diarra on the floor still, which is an issue. Or is Diarra going down big time?
He ran into trouble.
Yeah. Zuita drives hard, gets his shot. Silla. Picked up. Sam Kello gets knocked out of the way there by Jordan, who'll pick up his third foul. Sam Kello seems to be, he's okay. And they're on five fouls each, so go straight to the free throw line.
Jordan's third foul, and he had no choice because that was going to unleash Tele down the floor. He had options left and right, and Jordan opts to pick up the foul. It was a quick read. He made a decision, and he'll rather have Tele earning it from charity strike.
First is good for Sam Kello. He's up to 21 points.
Important. They're still around 52% from the free throw line, the Cape Town Tigers, but it doesn't matter now. They just have to make the shots.
goes for a second, and the second is good. It's an 8-point lead. And there's Silla on the bench. Ali Utiara still in trouble, I think, as the timeout's been called. 2:51 left to play. A riveting, fantastically entertaining battle between Fuster Rabat, Cape Town Tigers. 8 points separating these two teams. And only 2:51 to decide who's going to go through to the semi-finals.
But 2:51 really is a long time in terms of the floor. And 8-point deficit in that, with that time remaining, can be overcome. But it's going to come down to really execution. And we'll see. I guess we'll see a couple of defensive things thrown out from either coach. But role players and star players have got to make big shots under pressure. And I think it's going to be a very, very tightly contested final, 2:51.
Asha, this is quite enjoyable.
It is enjoyable if you're not Fus Rabat, who have less than 3 minutes to turn things around. But for Coach Ngwenya, he wants the Cape Town Tigers to continue to attack the paint and get themselves on the free throw line, or even just score and go to the free throw line. But there's three bigs on the floor, Nadja, Zwita, and Aliu Diarra. So for the Cape Town Tigers, they want to play small ball. If they get the ball, they can run in transition and score. They've already scored 16 points today from fast break, and it's working for them.
Great to see Aliu Diarra back on the floor. We want the best in the business on the floor for this BAL. Here's Nadja. Nadja.
But both teams in foul trouble, so they really have to be careful on the defensive end.
Jordan, shot clock down to seven. Ben Mahin, Jordan picks it up, goes around, and tries to go up. Oh, nicely done, Sibanioni. And that is his 23rd rebound, which is a BAL record since the first ever game that was played in this fantastic league. Congratulations. Flung over, Ndoi, shot clock down to four, need to go for the shot, Diarra sees it, there it goes, it was released, he does see, is there any contact, he goes down, Sibanioni back to 14, and Diarra's still struggling down in the corner there, gets up gingerly.
Excellent work for Ndoi to pick that rebound up.
Diarra flings it out, another shot, Manyang goes up, and it's been picked up by Ndoi.
But that was a pass into the pocket of that man, Manyang. He can't make the shot. 16 points, 23 rebounds for that man, Kosinati Sibanioni. Four blocks as well. Off the ball, contact call, and that foul by Ndoi, who picks up his fourth foul, means that Diarra goes back to the free throw line.
Well, he got up gingerly after a little bit of contact there. Ndoi picking up the fourth, as you said. And let's see how he is from the free throw line, of course.
He's been 50% from the free throw line, 4 of 8 so far. He needs, and like I said earlier, same rule applies for Diarra.
Every point matters here. Flos Nguyenia. Press. Big calls coming from the man. He's been very vocal. He's a lot vocal now than he has been at the start of the game.
On the verge of some history is Flushing Green. First time that the Cape Town Tigers will have the opportunity to advance to the semi-finals. They are close.
Off the rim. And they get possession back. There's a line violation there. And frustration there for Said El Bouzidi. And it just tells you, we're not done yet, that anything is possible in the BAL.
Well, stranger things have happened in the game of basketball in general, but the Cape Town Tigers, they want to finish strong.
Nadja trying to get in the way, picks up, and Sam Keller was fouled straight to the free throw line.
That was a great illustration of how difficult it is to stay in front of Sam Keller Tele. He got the ball, he got by, the intended steal from Diarra, and manipulated and utilized the Euro step to get into the space, and he picked up the foul.
Still going strong, just look at that. And he's on 22 points, top scoring right across the board. And he gets the chance to try and hit two more. And he's shooting pretty well from the free throw line.
gets that one. Diarra walking off gingerly.
Samkelo gets the second. And look at this. This is a 10-point lead. And this is the biggest lead that they've actually had there for the Tigers. And it comes at a very important time. Cutting in from the outside, looking for an option. Drops it into Zuita. Zuita hooks it over the top. Flung back out by Nadja, gets the rebound. Bayeri hits a three.
Wow.
That is a precious shot from Bayeri. He made a couple of big threes in the win over at Ali Egypt.
Oh, they've given the ball away. That's been picked up by Jordan. There's a foul there by Diarra. And he'll go straight to the free throw line. There's a chance to get two more points.
Well, Fus Rabat doing the right thing right now. Without Jude Deng, the Cape Town Tigers only have Katia Diarra to handle that ball. And that's why they're double-teaming him, Fus Rabat.
Another look at that. Long reach bomb from Barry in the corner, and that's ice in his veins.
Jordan hits the. It's his third point today. He's fully capable of hitting 20 points, fully capable of putting in very big games and showboating his aerial ability. His aerodynamics.
Averages 15.8 points per game. And he makes two important free throws. It's a two-possession game.
Enjoy. Puts it up, Sibanioni. Oh, that's great work from Nadja. Just denying Sibanioni. He's left frustrated. Jordan goes up, flings it out wide. Five-point game. It goes up. It goes in. That is massive. Barry, it's a three. It's a two-point game. 54 seconds remaining. This is absolutely on fire.
From Barry seems like he's the man for the big moment when it comes to Fus Rabat. Second time they find him open in the corner, and the result exactly the same. The replay looks like a replay.
Wow. Oh, crikey. What a time to nail a three from the corner to make it a two-point game. 53.9 seconds. And you know what? There's got to be a team that loses. And I don't... It's going to be a sad day for one team. It's going to be a massive celebration for the other. But I think that the winners today is African basketball, because we've had two incredibly tight encounters. And what a way to promote basketball in Africa.
Right, what it also speaks to is the competitiveness we've seen as the clubs continue to improve here on here, and every single game is completely unpredictable. And that was, as we head into the final 53.9 seconds, it's still impossible to call at this point.
Well, let's take a look. What can we say? I think that Sibanioni's 23 rebounds, as we said, it's a record here on the BAL. 16 points, Samkelo, 24 points, leading the way. But all of that, well, we'll see what happens. They led by 10 just less than a minute ago.
Three quick makes in succession, and we have a completely different game for the final 53.9 seconds.
Well, just listening in to Coach Said El Bouzidi, he wants them to continue to do exactly what they did in the last three ball possessions. Open up for Bayeri, but for now, they need to play defense and deny the Cape Town Tigers. Regain possession and give themselves a chance at winning this game.
Manyang, shot clock down to 10. Oh, it's been stolen. Pinched out, it goes out of bounds.
It comes off the hands of John Jordan. They do a fantastic job of blitzing Manyang. They force the turnover, but the ball goes out of bounds and they can't control that all-important possession.
And that takes, 7 seconds off the clock, and they get possession back. How tight? How tense?
Sibanyang for the Tigers. Sibanyoni. Diarra picks it up. Pass goes to Sibanyoni. Drops it into the path. He tries to hook one over the top. He doesn't score into it. Jordan down. A three-point shot. We've got 30 seconds remaining. It comes back out. Flung back out. Suita, can they get it in? It goes in. It's a hook shot. We're level at 8 points apiece. 25.7 seconds to go. They've got to get the ball up. Got to score on this. Manyang. Oh, it's been pinched. It's been stolen. They've lost possession. This is madness. Jordan fouled there by Sam Kello. And they're absolutely furious having lost that possession there.
Wow, that is pressure defense here from FUS Rabat. They turn up the pressure and they increase the bars. The miss there from Ndoye. And you look at the composure from Suita inside the paint. He ties it up, and now two important free throws for John Jordan. Chance to give FUS Rabat the lead with 13.8 seconds left.
Yeah. Oh, the pressure. Jordan unable to get the first. So much pressure. 13.8 seconds remaining. Jordan to go one ahead. He gets it. 13.8 seconds remaining. Diarra. What are we going to see? Diarra. Oh, it's an offensive. An offensive foul. Jordan gets knocked over by Diarra. And we go straight to the free throw line with 10.7 seconds remaining.
Manyang tries to set the screen right there on the ball as Jordan goes to ground. The foul gets called. And once again, sends John Jordan the opportunity to go to the free throw line where he made one of two on his last trip.
Well, the FUS to Rabat, the players congratulating each other. There's been a moment, what a turnaround. This is absolutely insane. There's a timeout called by Serd El Bouzidi. They need to find out what they're going to do here. And then we got on the other side, what's going to happen defensively.
Oh, yeah, it was an offensive foul, so they should be shooting too. It's going to be possession.
Yeah.
Timeout called. Oh, the drama. 81-80.
And this is for a place in the semi-finals.
Percentages have dropped for the Cape Town Tigers at 36% now. 17 assists to 23. They still hold a nano plus 3 advantage. It's how they've got themselves into this position.
Asha, coming over to you. They must be a little bit frustrated there, I think. Yeah. To say the least.
Yeah, to say the least, Coach Gwenya obviously cannot believe that his team just gave away a 10-point lead with just a little above 1 minute. He wants them to stay focused, not to rush, because those last three possessions have been a disaster for them.
Yeah, that's, as I said, it's an understatement, I think. But these moments are the moments that can, you know, shape, you know, your path. Everybody needs to stand up. Everybody's got to be important here now. Both teams, five fouls, 10.7 seconds.
Cape Town Tigers have got a foul quickly. The noise in the arena has ramped up significantly.
Yes, indeed. Here we go, this is it. This is the second quarter final. Ken Brown in possession. Jordan picks it up anywhere. Is there anybody going to go and get it? It's time, 6.2 seconds. And there's a foul that has been committed, of course, and it will be straight to the free throw line. 6.2 seconds to play.
Chance to make it a 3-point game here. John Jordan saw him get one of two on his last trip. None of that matters, stats don't matter. It's composure under pressure.
We've seen buzzer beaters before, haven't we?
we certainly have seen everything in VAR season four.
Got one of two in his last outing. He gets his first. Jordan, to make it a three-point game with 6.2 to play, goes up, gets his third, three-point lead, 6.2 seconds remaining. Sam Kellogg's got to hit a three. He's got to hit a three. Oh! Unbelievable! Sam Kellogg, this is insane! What a score! Buzzer beater! Madness! We love it! It's happened again! South Africa is going ballistic now!
And real shot-making. What confidence from Sam Kellogg. He pulls up, he gets the fake defense in the air, he hangs, and he hits. Gets the score going. Time shot from Sam Kellogg. He keeps Cape Town Tigers' hopes alive with that three-point make.
And look at the reaction from Said El Bouzidi. You cannot react to that. That is just unbelievable. We've seen it all. We've seen it all. Sam Kellogg, what an incredible player. How to have the courage and the audacity to just go up and nail that. That's a leader for you, isn't it?
27 points, the last three the most important. He gives us 5 extra minutes in this must-win game for both of these clubs. Bus Rabat and Cape Town Tigers will give us 5 more minutes in this story in the Basketball Africa League.
Asha Kumayisha, we need to come to you. How about that? How insane? We're just going to... She's at the table listening in just to find out if there was any contact from the three-point shot from Sam Kellogg. If there was contact, he can go to the free throw line.
We just have to
wait
and see what the call is here.
Well, the thing that is being checked here is the time, and also if it's a two or a three. I'll get you an update.
Okay.
As if we needed any more drama.
No, you know.
No. The two of you asked for drama, so this is it. This is it.
Just a small dose, we said at the start of the day. we want our tickers to carry on ticking.
Absolutely. I mean, as if it wasn't enough for the reigning champions to go home at the quarterfinal level.
Like this. I don't think there's anything to worry about regarding the 3 points. I think we're going into that. That's pretty much a done deal. And the time was good. There was just under 2 seconds to go.
So this point...
Yeah, there was just 0.1 second to go. So it's good.
That's enough time for a shot to go up here.
Or a foul. Yeah, and that's... let's see what happens here. What do you do? What are the players going to do here? I mean, what are the coaches telling the players? Get it up there. Press. Don't foul.
Don't foul.
Don't foul,
contest
right?
Contest legally.
Just don't foul. Just.
Well, that's easier said than done, guys. It's one of the reasons it's difficult to be a coach.
Let's see where this goes, Zuita. Oh, it goes up. Gets the shot. Manyang misses. We go to overtime, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. We need a breather and a drink of water after all of that. Overtime coming up.
What a game. Can you hear my voice, bro? My voice is almost gone.
Yeah, yeah. Mine too. Hello. 83.
Oh my God.
Cape Town Tigers, FUS the Rabat, tie game. We're going to overtime, ladies and gentlemen. But right before this happened, we were just about to say this was easily the worst crumbling. I don't know. We don't know how this is going to OT, but I know Cape Town is happy that it's going to OT at this point because they had a 10-point lead with under 2 minutes left in the game and somehow ended up finding themselves down by three. They hadn't scored a three-pointer
in a minute
for 2 minutes. They had not scored a bucket in two minutes where FUS de Rabat had scored 13 points. 13-3 run.
Boy, oh
absolutely
boy. What a game.
Madness.
At this point, if you're Cape Town Tigers, are you excited about the OT or are you more cautious because
No. I'm back excited again because at one point I thought that we were done and we fumbled this 10-point lead. So, I'm absolutely if I'm Cape Town Tigers, I'm excited, but what a big shot by Sam Kello.
No, that wasn't Kwasinati Sibanyoni.
No, the three ball came from Samkelo. The three ball?
That's not Samkelo. That's Kwasinati, number 23.
Number 23 is Samkelo Cello.
I'm looking at it.
Sibanyoni is the youngster who's been giving me the rebound. I'm with you.
I appreciate it.
I got you.
Oh, what a three.
Listen
God.
When I tell you that this has easily been the most excited I have been inside a studio covering a game, watching the comeback from the 10 points, and then them going ahead. But you see, now this is why free throws and things like that matter. If John Jordan doesn't go 1-for-2 for his first three free throws,
they win.
They win by one. Wow. If Diarra doesn't miss his two free throws,
they win.
Free throws
what
matter.
A game, ladies and gentlemen. What a game we have on its hand. We're about to start.
We have five
OT,
minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes of overtime coming to you live from the BK Arena. If we do not have a result by then, there will be another
OT.
Double. Man.
Whoa, what a game.
This is exciting.
What a game. What a game. What a game. Shout out to Cape Town Tigers. Shout out to Fuster Rabat. As a basketball fan, this is exciting.
You just love to see it.
And more importantly, as an African basketball fan, this is exciting. This season of Basketball Africa League has been one to be remembered, and it'll go time.
Absolutely. Let's get back to the BK Arena. First 5 minutes of overtime. If this is all it takes, then we will have a winner that will punch their ticket to the semifinals. Let's get back to the BK Arena.
Whoa, stolen there by Jordan. That's a really good job. Shot clock back to 14. They go again. Jordan flies out of his hands as he tries to engineer some kind of an attacking move.
Yeah, just loses the ball out of his hands, slips right out, and that turnover gives the Tigers possession.
And that can be the sweat on the ball. It can be absolutely anything. You've got to be careful, and every play is key. Cartier Diarra, Tigers. Manyang picks it up. And that's a foul. And Ken Brown, first foul. And of course, we have five team fouls. So you go straight to the free throw line because they carry on through to overtime. So that's what we've got to be careful. Well, they've got to be careful about. We don't have to be careful. We're just loving it all.
And with the best free throw shooter on the Cape Town Tigers roster, that Aliou Diarra, courtside still. Doesn't look like he's got past that niggle that we saw a little bit earlier, but. Yeah, like 7 of 8 from the free throw line in this game.
I mean, it must be muscular cramps because he was having so many issues there. And Samkelo unable to hit the first. Been so good so far. Trying to get a second now. Gets the second, 1 point lead. Tigers. Brown. Jordan. Flung out to Bailey. Hit a wonderful three-pointer late in the game. Zuita trying to deal with Sibanyoni.
Nadja goes up. He goes over the top. The shot clock's down to zero. They get another chance. Jordan makes it safe. Brown deals with it. Gets rid of his man. Oh, 3 points for Brown. And he goes up to 50.
That is lethal. Ken Brown locked in. And that is a big time shot.
Ice in his veins.
It is a money shot there from Ken Brown.
Joy Maniac. Shot clock down to four. Needs to get his shot in. And Joy needs to get it up. And it goes. Oh, that's a great defensive block. Look at that. And Simonioni just hurting his fingers, it seems, in the process. 2-point game.
God, that was a really strong defensive play from John Jordan coming across to help and deny Simonioni the bucket.
Gets the ball back. Suita. Oh, he's a giveaway. Nicely done there. It's pulled out. Sam Kello picks it up. Tries to go around Brown. Needs to wait a moment. Gets it back to Ndoye. Cartier Diarra looking for possession. Gets it. Thought he was going to dance around. Nadja decides not to go. 3 points. Oh! 3 in the basket. Big time. Diarra does the damage. Wow.
Danced right to the corner and hit the shot under pressure. Wow.
1 point lead for the Tigers. 2:27 left to play. Bairi. Manyang holding him firm. Roy just comes off his feet. Nadja going on a little bit of a wily run. Suita fakes, cuts through, tries to hook it. Another chance. Oh, Ndoye does the business. Sankello, Diarra. Tigers go up. Oh, it's two for Diarra. Up to 15 he goes.
5 big points for Cartier Diarra. Gives the Cape Town Tigers the 3-point lead. You see him go to the corner and just dance, shot under pressure.